Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat.
Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. I'm your host for tonight, Pascal Pinagon, representative. And as always, I got my man with me. I'm letting him introduce himself.
Yo, what it do, man? I got footage, yo. I got footage. I got that Ring Gang footage, man. You know what it is, man. Ring Gang Studios back in business, nigga. You know what it is. Shut up with God. Good artist. I mean, Ring Gang, El Capitan in the building. World, the op. World is the op. I mean, let's go. Thursday night rants. Movie review too. I mean, we back on that. I mean, movie battles, nigga. Yes, you know how we do. Is if it's a battle, we always fucking battling. Like, we home of the battles, nigga. It's Ring Gang. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Ring Gang in the house forever and always. And as always, I got my other man with me. I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
Hey, yo, what's good? You already know who this is. Your boy, King P, Bodega P, Bodega Box in the building. Ring Gang Radio all day. Let's go. We here. Movie review tonight. Let's get it.
Anyone banned from the
battle?
No
bannings tonight. Battle.
Nah, no banning. No banning. No,
oh, you still today. You still basking in the afterglow of your win, huh?
I mean, hockey sandwiches also, for
nobody's
everyone.
Pissed me off. Nobody's pissed me off to ban anybody. You can't. Can't ban everybody every day, so
give us some time. Something will piss you off.
But then if you want to ban somebody, nigga.
Yeah. Good word out, yo. But last but certainly not least, I got my other man with me. I'm gonna let him introduce himself. He unmutes himself, but we don't hear him. Bro, we can't hear you if you're speaking.
Room top five, woman, this you not a part of. Kidnap your mama. It's anything I got.
And you muting, unmuting, bro. Like your mic ain't working. Mic check 1, 2, 12. Shit.
Ever, you on with eight kitties.
You know what I mean? But yo, dig. I mean, Rome's probably just fixing his mic, but he'll be back. You know, and shout out to. Oh, there he goes. Let's see.
Yo, what's good? You already know who the fuck it is. Your boy Rome Top 5, Chicago's own. My mic, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I'm here, nigga.
Yes, sir. Rome Top 5, aka Chicago Win, because he leave these niggas in the breeze. Yeah, you know, had a little technical difficulties, but he's back, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Cautious Pilot. You know, today is his birthday and whatnot. You know, salute, you know, him, and he'll probably join or not, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that bro, you know, he be in his own world sometimes, so.
Yeah.
And. Hey, I mean, if he wants to be in this whole world on his birthday, I mean, he gets that pass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all got to get him a different type of spoon for today, man. Maybe like a wooden spoon, a golden spoon.
Silver spoon, all that.
It's funny because I was going to originally post that clip up where he stops eating the food and he throws the spoon on fire to the spent shark in midair, and the shark eats the spoon and blows. Like, I was looking for that shit on my phone. I'm like, where the fuck is this? I know Prolific sent it. So I'm at the holla at Prolific to see if he can send me that soul, because I can't remember ever posting that up for people to see. And it was like real dope.
You need to do like a little side clip of like a little cartoon of Pilot having lunch, and the nigga has like a whole bunch of spaghetti and like some random shit that you need a fork for. And this nigga, and he goes to every drawer, and all his drawers is spoons, nigga.
Oh shit! Yeah, honestly, that'd be like, yo, like Pilot would be like a good character, like in a soft film, like a Ring Gang episode where we all get kidnapped and we gotta face our biggest fears. But it's like Pilot got like a. He gotta eat shit with like a fork, like, and not a spoon. Like, yo, he's like, yo, you could only eat yourself out of this room of spaghetti, but you need a fork. Like, no,
like what?
Like I said, though, like, I mean, this is like I said, though, it's the shit that we do, like, this that fuels this nigga's creativity, man. You know, one thing or another, whatever we say, man, this nigga LB will draw it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, apparently,
that nigga got a greatest hits to, like, Pilot shit, though. Pilot really got a greatest hits, though. So, like,
I mean, probably, the next epic will probably be something I'm sure will be probably related to him. And
I know niggas done ran the broccoli into the ground.
Yeah, I know, right?
But that shit is like so classic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I should have probably asked Ray that question. If I was thinking, I would have asked him that question. Him and Eddie, they probably would have looked at me like, "What the fuck?" You know,
yeah, y'all like broccoli on pizza, champ?
this nigga
security.
Who was the one nigga that said, "Yeah, I can fuck with that"? I think that was Blue Nose that said that shit.
Nah, dude. When I watched them all back, it was Jeremiah Milton. It was Dreamland. He's the only one who admitted, who said he would try it. And he said, in his words, I'm trying to loosely quote, so forgive me. "I'm like a Ninja Turtle, man. It's pizza. I fuck it up. I eat everything." Yeah. So it's like, when you say that, it's like, "I ain't mad." Like, that is some Ninja Turtle shit.
Yeah, that man, he understood the points of vegetables. You know what I mean? I'm like, you can't eat niggas, yo.
Nah, y'all ain't on my level. Y'all ain't started eating them Bollywood pizzas, nigga. Like, I want my
I be seeing the pictures be posting, nigga. Like, that shit looks crazy. Like, I'm trying to find a place that has them crazy ass pizzas like that. Nigga, I want to get down.
Like, I had a chance to fuck with. Nah, you're not fucked with some, this Korean fried chicken.
On the pizza or just in general, bro?
No, in general. It's next to the place. That's crazy. So you got two unique places, like, right next to each other. Like, you say, let me go to India, Korea. Let me see a Bollywood or drama, Bloodhounds or something. You know what I mean? So,
yo, real talk,
shit was, like, it was good, though.
Yo, real talk, Korean fried chicken, there's one around my workplace, man. Yo, Korean fried chicken, yo, is on some shit right there. Like, Korean fried chicken, like, is good shit, like, especially you put a little hot sauce on that shit. Yeah, that shit be like,
this ain't need no hot sauce because I love some spicy food, nigga. And I was like, yo, just because
I love spicy food too, but it's really like that shit just goes, bro. Like,
wait,
People been saying
Koreans got the best barbecues. Now y'all saying these niggas got the best fried chicken. Y'all ain't gonna give niggas.
I ain't say these niggas had the best fried chicken. Now I ain't, nah, I didn't.
I'm just saying that's fucking delicious.
That's reserved for like black folks.
Yeah. Yo, I'm just saying it's fucking delicious. Funny thing too is I think I'm
going that's all I'm saying. It's delicious. Like, the sauces, them niggas got the paws, best sauces. Like, that, it's like a garlic. It's a spicy fucking garlic.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That shit, woo!
Yeah, that shit goes, man.
Crispy, like, the chicken's crispy. Like, the chicken tenders are like as big as your fucking...
Hell yeah.
Like two, like a pat fin, two pat fingers. Cause
two pat fingers. Yeah.
My fingers are small. Like, R.I.P. Rodney, like, he got the, like, his fingers, like, fucking chicken.
I got the hands of steel. I got the hands of death right here. This is why
I got these bitch hands. Nigga,
that's because they raise the chickens in the alley out back, nigga, and then fucking feed y'all niggas with them. But
nah, Korea's a little cleaner than that, man. I don't know. Like, I know what you're trying to say. Like,
same continent, nigga.
Nah, bro.
No chicken has ever been as big as the ones I've had at Church's Chicken. That shit is mutant big, bro. Like,
I never ate Church's Chicken in my life.
Yo, bro, that's
the Church's only Chicken be busting, man, with them biscuits, nigga. Them honey biscuits, nigga. You wildin',
bro. I'm swearing, like, that's probably the only time I ever felt like, because me and one of my managers, we went, because it was one near our hotel room. So we went there and it was like, and we were like, yo, like, this chicken is fucking big. Like, this, like, this shit was like, it, like, why is it so fucking big? Like, this is like, and we felt like we were eating something that was probably illegal, like mad illegal, because the shit is so fucking.
Damn, like, were you around for Brown's Chicken?
Uh-uh.
Or maybe that may be a
them niggas been around thing for all types of chicken. What you mean?
Let me get you the chicken.
That nigga see the chicken lay the first egg.
Yo,
nigga was there when they fried the first chicken. It was like, yo, so how about you put chicken, like, you bread it, but then you put it in some hot oil and pat up there, like,
yeah,
really? Like, hold on, like, nah, okay.
Like a crab in the recipe.
Nah, the honey biscuits at churches, nigga. I used to go to churches just for that. And, like, think about the chicken afterwards. Like, oh, yeah, like, they got chicken. Like, you know what? Give me a two-piece. But, yeah, I want six biscuits, nigga. And put the fucking honey packets in there, too.
Every churches I ever drove past, I've never seen nobody to drive through, nobody behind the counter, or nobody in the
wow, parking. Nah, they get, like, they the same people who make Popeyes. Like, no, honestly, they're not.
Nah, I mean, Rome talk about them like they Arby's, nigga. Like,
yeah.
Nah. It's the Arby's of chicken, nigga.
Nah, the church is
right. You right though.
Church's chicken is like in the hood. Like, you're not gonna see church's chicken anywhere else.
Okay, but you'll see a Checkers with a line around the block. You'll never see that with a church's chicken, nigga.
Nah, I've seen churches kind of full before. Nah,
with a line going around.
Now, like, I've never seen Checkers with a fucking line, nigga.
I've never seen churches with a line where you pull up and be like, nah, I'll go somewhere else. This shit gonna take too long, nigga. You go to churches, you can just talk straight to the manager, like, what you want?
Nah, nigga, it's before you, because, man, up in Lakes, you know, down the street from us, where the fucking, God damn, near that 7-Eleven, churches used to be right there we used to fuck with. Like, that shit used to be full. Niggas be fighting there and shit, because motherfuckers be not putting in the honey packets and shit.
Okay.
But yeah, hold on. Let me see the comments.
I like to go to Popeyes where the honey is included.
The Popeyes biscuits ain't seeing church's biscuits, though. That's the thing. Popeyes got the better chicken. Church's got the better everything else. Like,
that's a poll. Who got the best biscuits? KFC, Popeyes, or Church's?
That's a poll right there.
That is a poll, man.
4% will say Church's, nigga. I guarantee
it. Nah, dude. Any nigga who's had Church's biscuits swears on them. Man, nigga, fuck that. We gotta go. Nigga, that's the Church's where we be. Nigga, by the fucking dealer, nigga.
I see them. Them shits just don't look like they open. I don't know what time them niggas open or close.
I ain't gonna lie. That one do look good as fuck. Like,
how do they be open,
nigga.
It'll be in the middle of the day and no cars in the parking lot. Like, anybody working this month? Or y'all?
It must have closed because it's been open before. I can't sleep.
Niggas all took an Uber to work.
that's the super hood one though. But yeah, hold on. Shout out to the comrades real quick. What they do, Miss Rashid? Salute. Tugging at my heartstrings. Hard to choose between Predator and RoboCop. Wish it was Predator versus Terminator. I know, see, because people always put Predator and Terminator together.
Right.
But Predator and RoboCop came out the same year. Like,
they did.
Like, damn near the same month, actually. Like, they was in the theaters at the same time. Like 87 was that year, my nigga. You just had to be there.
Yeah.
What's going on, Ring Gang? What it do, Rob D? Salute. Marquise, what it do? What up, gang? Church's chicken is slept on. I'm telling these niggas, man. It slept on like a motherfucker. Team Church's chicken. If you had the biscuits, you know.
You see, the thing with Church's chicken...
Hello, 80s, baby. Because... Gotta represent. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because with church chicken still, because, I mean, obviously, because one of those things is, like, for me, the most, the closest one is in fucking D.C., like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, yeah, like, I mean, they're all over the South and the Midwest and shit, nigga, like, you know, and so, yeah, it's like, you know, I'd have to, like, go out of my way to actually, I go that's to D.C. often anyways, I should actually go there one time.
It's an adventure, but hold on, let me ask this nigga, the man of the hour real quick. Hey, Pilot, what'd it do?
What's up? What's good? What's good?
Hey, you fuck with Church's chicken?
Not really. I only had it once, and it was kind of trash. Over here in Vegas, there's a lot of...
Did you have a biscuits, though?
Their sides were good. The chicken was trash. The chicken was really dry and trash. But their sides
Hold on, damn. You said it was dry? Like, oh, okay, they must do it, because over here, Church's be crazy as a motherfucker. But you said the sides of the biscuits, all that shit was good, right?
Yeah,
the sides
were on point. I mean, I feel like
That nigga knows. He been to churches. See, churches, you gotta drown that shit in hot sauce beer. It's not gonna be on point.
Mm.
Hey, yeah. You fuck with they got a Coco's 92 where you at, nigga? The Korean fried chicken.
I mean, I've had that before, but I never had that specific spot. But I've had Korean fried chicken before. Yeah.
Oh, you fuck with it or nah?
Man, I'm half Filipino. All I eat is meat and rice all the time. So yeah, I fuck with it heavy.
Like, jeez. Oh,
like, yeah. I know what you is, nigga. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know, Filipinos eat rice with everything. So like, it's always
meat. Yeah, I know, but nigga, you said you ate meat with rice, bro. I'm gonna need you to pause.
Yeah.
Like you, you gotta watch your English, bro.
We ain't asked for all of that, nigga.
I know what I'm saying, shit.
You just like, yeah, I mean, if you know Korean fried chicken or something. Like them niggas, they ran out of Korean corn dogs. Like,
that's just on point, though. I mean, it's like juicy but not oily. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's all super good. That shit's super fire.
Word. Yeah.
It's better than black people fried chicken, though.
No.
Oh, okay. Thought so.
So if it's not even comparable to regular fried chicken, which is nigga fried chicken, I don't even want to try that shit.
Nah, it's up there. Dude, because, like, do niggas have sauces like that? Pause.
Nigga, the last time I get at a Korean restaurant is fried chicken, nigga. I'm like, let me get something.
Niche market. The Korean fried chicken kind of took off. You know what I'm saying? It kind of got popular.
It took off hard, nigga.
Like those poke bowls. Like, you know, those you know, remember those
poke bowls? Them shits is trash too. Them faux bowls, all that shit. All that shit is garbage. Y'all niggas need to eat real food over there. That's why y'all niggas weigh 90 pounds each.
The ignorance of this nigga's treatment, though. Mad ignorant, though.
The world different now. Like, everybody's like fat or heavy set now, bro. Like,
all of niggas is drinking.
Them niggas be looking like Bolo Young now, son. Like, that's the average.
The dish water with spinach in it, nigga. Nobody wants to eat that shit when they go out. Nigga,
that's an appetizer, my nigga.
This nigga said, what's that, kimchi? This nigga said, dish water with vegetables.
That shit is banging, nigga. That's appetizer, nigga. Ain't no one eating that for dinner, my nigga. That's
nigga, this whole faux restaurants where you just go and just drink that bullshit.
Nah, nigga, you supposed to put protein in that shit, nigga, like tripe and tendons and shit, nigga, and noodles.
But niggas don't want no tripe. Niggas want real meat to eat. Pause.
Nigga, what do you think fucking tripe is, nigga? Tendons and shit.
That ain't no real meat.
Nigga, that shit.
I mean, nigga, that's slaves.
I do want to mention real quick. Faux is trash. Faux is overrated. Fuck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nah, niggas, you live in a hot ass.
The hood niggas, the ring gang, rest in point. Rest in case.
Why did you spell it out instead of just saying it? God damn.
Saying what?
Meat. Just say fuck. Oh my god.
Hey, nigga, hold on. Why you been quiet this whole time? And the first thing come out your mouth is meat. Yeah.
Listen. What up, Pat? What'd you say, Rome?
I'm like, you just like saying, just say it.
Just say it. God damn. Y'all take
this. Damn. Stop spelling it. Say it loud.
Say it loud. All right, damn. We know it's different because we usually save like the food shenanigans at the end of the podcast. But we might jump back on that later. But let's get to it. Predator versus fucking RoboCop, nigga. 87 sci-fi. Same month, I believe. Same year.
Yep. I'm excluded from this. I've never seen either one of these bullshit.
My nigga,
Jesus,
what the fuck?
Nigga,
I was young when I watched RoboCop. I'm leaning towards the general consensus, which is Predator. But both movies are classics. You know what I mean?
I like both of them. It's hard to choose. I also like the. I don't know. I like the social commentary on RoboCop that goes unnoticed by a lot of people.
But yeah, there's a lot of that, and then of course, you know, the random comedy, like, I'll buy that for a dollar, you know, that type of shit, you know,
I guess it's one of those things where it's like, I was gonna say, like, RoboCop, a lot of the stuff around with RoboCop is really one of those kind of, you had to be there, because a lot of that shit, if you're looking at it through today's lenses, you're like, some people just aren't gonna get it, but it is what it is. I don't know. Some people are just weird like that. But
I get your point, but I feel like the world building of RoboCop it aligns with that whole you had to be there, and that's what makes it so special, because it takes you the world building is so good. It's like, it don't even matter if you was there or not. It just takes you into there, like...
Yo, real quick, was RoboCop like an Iron Man-ass nigga, like a nigga in a suit, or was he like a robot?
He was a cyborg.
Yeah, cyborg. RoboCop. He was like part robot, part cop.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was just a nigga wearing a suit thinking he's on...
I think in the cart, because there was a cartoon, I think they insinuated that because the movie itself is graphic and gruesome. Like, fun things too is like they made a whole franchise out of RoboCop from the first movie, and that first movie is violent. It's incredibly violent,
and that's why kids from the 80s were like raised different. Like they was making rated R movies into cartoons for us, but still making that shit hard. Like, I know your parents is watching this, so we gonna make it just laser guns for y'all. But like, nigga, we still shooting shit up, nigga.
The problem is that the fucking RoboCop sequels,
RoboCop 2 was the shit. RoboCop 2 was the shit.
Shut your fucking mouth, bro. RoboCop 2 is fucking classic.
It was good. RoboCop 2 was good.
It's not.
Yo, me and my friend was arguing the other day about which one was better.
The original.
I just feel like it was a casual.
The original was better than 2.
You know what? I gotta rewatch. I haven't seen 2 in a while, but I seen part 1 recently, like about maybe 3 months ago. But I haven't seen part 2 in like maybe 13, 14, 15 years. But I remember 2 being good as fuck, man. Like, I don't know.
I always like the first one the most.
Yeah, I think what it is, part 1, the world building is better. Mm-hmm. Then part 2. Like, part 1, it's just that in 1987 future Detroit, it's just one of the most craziest, difficult places you could live. Like, I don't know, like, you just can't recreate that vibe. Like, the aesthetic, it's like, okay, it's like the 89 Batman with Michael Keaton.
Right.
No matter what you do, you just cannot recreate that.
Yeah, the shit was hot.
Predator, you can always have some nigga in a suit running after motherfuckers in the jungle. And it'll be classic. You can always redo that. But RoboCop, you just can't bring that vibe where niggas getting their dick shot off, paws, motherfucking robots at meetings, firing niggas.
I did see you say that, and I get what you're saying with the Predator, with like the concept can be recreated, but the problem is, and what the problem I have with that statement is, you're right, it can be recreated, but very little will it be executed like Predator. Predator takes that concept and executes it perfectly. I don't see many people executing it like
that. That's why it's a classic. But the thing is, that's why I said, even if you do take the concept, it could end up still being decent. You put the concept of Predator anywhere and have 50% of the time it's gonna come out decent. And we know that because Predator 2, classic. Them niggas in the future in the fucking city, like, the Predator where you had all them niggas on that planet with Lawrence Fishburne. That one was decent.
Yeah.
And then the new one, the Prey, that just came out.
Yeah, and of course there was
that one was fire.
I mean, I think the only weak Predator one was the one with the autistic child. That one, that one was violent as fuck too.
Yeah, violent as fuck. Yeah, but yeah, that's the only weak. And you know what? It's still decent for shits and giggles. Like I still like enjoy the bullshit. But RoboCop, you can't because the thing is, RoboCop is like trying to recreate RoboCop and make it have the same vibe. It's saying, like, look, we're going to fucking recreate Married with Children.
Yeah. But without the fat jokes and the nudie bar and the violence.
You won't do it. That's the thing. Like, if you're trying to recreate RoboCop, nigga, you might have to just go to fucking Detroit now. Word. Like you're going to have to, the shootouts got to be crazy. Like, come on. Like, you got commando niggas in the jungle. Ain't have a better shootout than niggas in the city in RoboCop.
Yeah, like RoboCop, like the violence was just outstanding. Like, you know, that, and then the spikes, and then
yo,
you
know, who created him? Was it like did the government create him, or what the fuck? He made himself.
Hold on, let's tell that nigga the story real quick. Oh, Rob, yes, revisit both the motherfuckers, like please, like, yeah, especially RoboCop. For all y'all niggas that's not on the RoboCop wave, like me and Pat. Y'all watch that shit first, I'm telling you.
But yeah, RoboCop, basically to sum it up, is basically RoboCop was once a human police officer named Alex Murphy who, you know, they were chasing after some bad guys, and then, you know, he cornered someone, but then they all got the jump on him, and they brutally shot off his hand and riddled him with
bullets. No, they cornered, like, one of the biggest gangster criminal niggas in...
Yeah, and then...
Like, you gotta set up the world, like, and the whole backdrop of Detroit, it's like a future Detroit, but it's like mad fucking hood grimy. Like, you know how niggas just be, you go into the store and motherfuckers just start shootouts.
Yeah,
like it's like Gotham City, but just grimier. Yeah,
it gives you that Blade Runner vibe. The atmosphere just feels like, you know, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it looks hopeless as fuck. It's like dark. it's just dark.
Yeah,
set that up, and then corporations are trying to take over on some, like, well, let's make a privatized military enforcement for law shit. So they're trying to have an angle. So
right. So and basically, and there's a power struggle within the corporation where the number two in the company, he built his own robot, but the robot malfunctioned and killed one of the coworkers accidentally. So another coworker jumped in. And he took the body of Alex Murphy, who was killed by the gangsters, and basically turned him into RoboCop, you know, half, you know, human with you know, with robot parts and stuff like that.
And hold on, mind you, now, if you see this shootout when they shoot up RoboCop, I promise you, like, this shootout was so fucking graphic that back in the day, they used to have two versions of it.
Yeah.
If you ever see the OG, I know niggas, when I went to school with niggas like Jits, who was having nightmares of that shooting scene. Like, I didn't know they could put that many bullets in a nigga. Like,
yeah, because that's why, because, I mean, I saw the, like, you know, because Blockbusters had the unrated version. That's the version that I fucking saw first as a fucking, like, was it, six, seven-year-old, bruh. Like, you know, that shit was nuts. You know?
This nigga, like, how about, though, these niggas were shooting them from multiple angles. Buddy was like, like you wouldn't stop moving, like, damn it, like they shot the fuck out this nigga. So, like, I'm just saying, like,
yo, that's funny. Now a lot of jokes are starting to make sense when niggas use RoboCop reference.
Yeah, and the thing with now RoboCop, like, once he got turned into, because originally they try to wipe his memory just to make sure he doesn't remember his past life. He's just a robot. But
who wants to give? Who wants to remember that life? Nigga?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But then, like, so, but, you know, like, slowly, but humanity starts creeping in, taking over the robot part, which is where some of the concepts come in, you know, like, so, you know, of the movie, like, you know.
So, real life shit. This shit is really about to happen, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, that's what makes it dope.
And then he starts, with the new technology he got, he starts getting revenge one by one, basically.
And they give him this badass gun that's, like, connected to his leg. His leg is, like, the holster. And so, when he be, like, did the gun come out his leg, and then he like bow bow bow, and he like,
yeah, niggas be like, see, that's crazy. Y'all niggas knew about iOS updates before y'all even had an iPhone. That shit's crazy, nigga. That nigga was just getting updates, go back to the lab, the niggas download a chip into him, and he get new guns and shit. Like, yo, this shit is like,
that's literally like, dude, you gotta watch RoboCop, bro. Like,
And the fun thing is, too, the actor had to learn how to do the robot and pop and lock in order to get the robot movements down in his costume. Like, you know, he's like,
I promise you, like, RoboCop, yeah, fucking, I vote. What's the final vote, bro? Like, you voted for RoboCop, right? Like, RoboCop is you, Pat?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, RoboCop. And don't get me wrong, I love fucking Predator. Like, Predator.
Yeah, I feel like observation real quick. I feel like y'all definitely feel that way because y'all. How old were y'all when that dropped compared to Predator? Y'all were a little older, right?
We were the same. Like, I was a jit when both dropped.
But y'all were like, probably, you know, it was lit when that movie came out, probably y'all time. You know, I'm just saying, you know, y'all were
old. I mean, we didn't see this in the theaters. I saw this on VHS. Like,
niggas saw this at the crib and shit. Like
I wasn't, and this is probably one of the movies I probably wasn't supposed to see, but you know, rated R was treated differently back then.
Supposed to see this. Nah, he's like, no, Jay, nah, sit here and watch this fucking robot cracker shoot up shit. Like, I'm like, I watch this. Like, nah, Jay, watch these motherfuckers get murked by this whatever the fuck it is in the damn forest, nigga. Watch this shit. Like, all right.
No, mine was one of my neighbors. You know, I think their aunt they rented RoboCop and also rented the RoboCop Nintendo game. So we was playing that shit because we were playing that shit and the Nintendo game was hard too. So that's the whole reason why. And we were like, yo,
that game was fucking hard. That game was really hard. I couldn't get past the second round on that shit. Like, what the fuck? That game was tough.
Yeah, no, that game was super tough. Yeah, that game was tough as fuck, though. But yeah. I liked it, but yeah, that shit was tough. I love Predator. Predator is probably one of the manliest movies you could ever watch. Everything about that shit was high testosterone.
That's it. The pacing, everything.
Yeah, like, you know, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Get to the chopper. Hey, what it do? Salute.
And then, of course, and of course, we can't repeat what, you know, Governor Jesse Ventura says because, you know, it's not, you know, it's not PC, you know.
I just rewatched it. So, yeah.
I mean, well, you can call yourself a sexual tyrannosaurus, but that other shit that you'd be saying, you can't really say that no more. Because, you know, it's too raw.
So to get to the chopper is for Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you really had to get to that chopper because I wasn't trying to...
I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that fucking State Farm commercial either. I'm like, why the fuck does this nigga keep saying that shit?
Because you got to remember, like, dialogue was heavy, like, was real important back in movies. Like, you had to have one-liners.
One-liners was important, not dialogue. Y'all niggas wasn't talking about
dialogue was important because look at the dialogue now. You don't even get one-liners. Right?
I see movies with amazing dialogue and they shoot the shit in one room the whole time, nigga. It's like, stop.
LB's right because just
the dialogue ain't memorable. Dude, I write better dialogue for the fucking cartoons we do than the shit y'all see on Hollywood. Like, the fuck out of here. Like, the dialogue we have now is trash because it's not memorable. Our podcast got better dialogue than these niggas.
See, for me too, it's like, because the other podcast, you know, because me and LB, I think it was outside of that because we were going through RoboCop lines. And I remember the most random shit, like the motherfucking Clarence Boddicker telling this nigga to shut the fuck up when he was telling him, are you crazy, man? Like, that shit, that wasn't even any deep parallel, but it was just there, nigga. Like, so I remember that shit because that shit was, well, you know, then the nigga spazzed on it, you know what I'm saying?
And then with the movie, the scene with the, when them two dudes was trying to, like, rape the chick.
Yeah,
that shit, the fucking the toxic part.
Yeah,
when he knocked the waist out, dude. RoboCop. Yeah, dude. Miss Machito, fuck it. You're gonna have to watch. You're gonna have to rewatch RoboCop. Like, stop fronting. Like, that shit's hard. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Damn, RoboCop got a new game. Damn, it might be hard. Like, yo, who would win in a fight between RoboCop and Judge Dredd, nigga? Like.
RoboCop. Judge Dredd was a whole human, bruh. Like,
but I know the weapons, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I can't even hesitate. This is what I want to ask you. Would you say comparing RoboCop and Predator, is that like comparing Reasonable Doubt and It's Dark and Hell is Hot? Like, yes. Both classics, but one is just classic-er-y.
It depends what you like. If you don't want to think about the deep themes and, you know, the god-like shit that goes on in RoboCop, you just want a straight up alien technology, chewing up arms, headshots, you know, a random nigga killing a fucking wild hog, in the shit like that. And of course, you know, shout out to the late Carl Weathers because he was in Predator 2 and he killed that shit, you know, like I said, you know,
yeah. In there. It felt different watching that movie with knowing he's dead, yo.
Yeah, and especially when he had probably one of the most iconic deaths in that fucking movie. You're like, first, you know, the arm gets shot off, and you know, the gun's still going. Oh! And then nigga tried to get his, you know, he tried to, you know, he still tried to get his weapon out to, you know, to still try to kill the alien, but that alien gutted him like a fish. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, you know, that's
never a chance, yo. Like, damn. Nah, the Indian nigga always get me. Like, he meet the dude on the little bridge, strips off. Like, bro, what the fuck? Like, if you don't get your ass out of here.
Yeah. Because he wanted to go out like a straight up G. And then, of course, you know, they don't show his death, but you hear it.
Yeah, now you see, and that's the like, I don't know, like, see, the 80s just knew how to do like horror inside the sci-fi, like the thriller, like,
yeah,
like he did. It's like they said, you know what, he done fucked, like Predator done fucked so many people up, we not even gonna let you see this one, we just gonna let you experience it somehow. And then you hear his voice go,
ah! And you know what the funny thing about Predator is? Predator does all these, commits all these atrocities. See, if you hear me in this podcast, I like to use the word atrocities when I describe violence. And you know, Predator was high on the atrocity scale. And then, you know, he fights Arnold, you know, hand to hand and shit like that. I'm like, nigga, you better, if you don't rip out a fucking skull from the body like he was doing, nigga, the fuck?
It's like he lost all his strength then, like.
Yeah, but I think it helps you understand the character, because Predator will prey, but if he thinks you're worthy enough, then he drops all that weapons and shit, and then he'll just scrap with you one-on-one.
But see, and that's my whole point, like, about which movie is more dangerous. Like, if somebody just said, fuck it, we're just going to throw you into a movie and not knowing what's going to happen, I'd rather land in Predator movie than RoboCop.
That's lying. Just for what you told me, nigga, I'd rather go to RoboCop land.
Dude, first of all, if you end up in Predator, nigga, I'm just not touching nothing. If it looks like a weapon, even if it smells like a weapon, I'm just walking like this in the forest the whole time, like you see, like, nigga, I'm just walking, nigga. RoboCop? Motherfucker, you land in RoboCop? Motherfucker might be having a drive-by shootout, bank robbery, or some Gotham City shit. Mm-hmm. Goddamn fucking sentinels from X-Men might fly down and shoot shit up. Like, nah, it's too much shit going on. Like, if you can be minding your business in RoboCop and get killed 17 different ways. Yeah. But Predator, you could, I mean, you got a little chance, nigga.
Yeah, a little chance, you know.
A little chance. RoboCop, it just seemed like you fucked, man. Like, you just, you could walk the street the wrong way and nigga shoot you. I don't know. Like, RoboCop is like Florida now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need the steroid, like, Hollywood version of that. I'm good. Like,
yeah,
mass shootouts and shit.
I know, like, P mentioned, like, the sequels. Like I said, you know, after RoboCop 2, you know, I mean, obviously, RoboCop 3 was an atrocity. Like, they
3 was fucking trash. Yeah, although, the social commentary in 3, whew!
Yeah, and but
niggas are spitting.
Like, they dropped the ball. Like, they could have had Japanese cyborgs and shit like that. They dropped the ball, but instead they made them, like, dull. You know, even though they had swords and everything, bruh. And
then, so much potential in 3, son.
And then the reboot, they actually had the nerve to make that shit PG-13. Ain't nothing. I don't know what the fuck niggas was thinking. Like, if I think still it was cool, but it could have been better, because the shit was like, you know, you can't make RoboCop no fucking PG-13. Like, especially after the OGs, hard R.
And that's the thing. It's like they try to just like, nah, you can't. Like, that's why I tell you, it's just better to just see the original.
Yeah,
it's timeless in a sense. Like, it's not so dated where you can't get into it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, of course, like, the, you know, obviously the Predator sequels are all R's. Like, there's no, I don't think any of them are PG-13. Even the Alien versus Predator shits, I don't think they were.
The first Alien versus Predator was PG-13.
It was?
Yes. Requiem was rated R.
I thought
that was the biggest complaint.
I thought they had
for the first Predator. The niggas was like, yo, it wasn't bloody enough, it wasn't gruesome enough, like, y'all just got fine-ass annihilated and just running through the snow and shit.
Oh, yeah, because they were on some friendly shit. I remember they were teaming up and shit.
Yeah, they teamed up. Like, it was a good concept, though. Like,
I thought there was an unrated version of that shit.
They did have an unrated, and it still ain't hit hard like that.
Oh yeah, the extreme. Yeah, cause I know it's like I have that DVD. It's the extreme edition in unrated. I have it.
So the extreme edition, like, is it a bigger difference like that?
No, it's dark. Actually, the whole thing is just like dark, cause they don't lighten that shit up. Like, it's just mad dark. Like, not like dark.
And so the little clips is what I've heard. Like, it's like it don't make a difference. Like, so damn.
Yeah, though, but I think after that, though, the Predators have always been high in quality. And obviously, we just, you know, we did a review on Prey last year or whatever, and Prey, they brought that shit back to, like, 1700s Predator, you know, Predator that was just, had them crew-ass weapons and shit,
you know? And that's the thing, the only difference the movie made was the original just got better dialogue, more memorable in the music.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else is, like, really up on the same level.
You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that Predator definitely has over RoboCop. Because I think the movie studios are probably afraid to make a raw-ass RoboCop because, you know, that shit, like, they know RoboCop is supposed to be rated R. Like, it's supposed to be a hard R.
They gotta treat it like Deadpool and Wolverine, where niggas to stop being pussy and be like, hold on, like, people actually like a badass superhero rated R type of movie. Remember how you remember Stallone Judge Dredd? Yeah. Then they had redid Judge Dredd, and that shit was like,
that shit was like 100 times better.
10 times harder, like.
Yeah, and funny things too, because I mean, the Stallone one, because I think Stallone, because, you know, Judge Dredd's never supposed to show his face, and Stallone had to take him like, I am the law! You know what I'm saying? That shit, like,
yeah,
you know,
that's like,
come on, bro.
Yeah, we're trying to think, like, that during that summer, you had some movies that was trying hard, so.
Yeah, where they, because the Dread reboot, because I remember too, because I watched it, because I remember I took the day off for some random reason, and I was like, you know, let me go see this Dread shit, like, in as a matinee or whatever, because I had no expectations of it. I was just mad random, and I was like, god damn, like, this shit is raw. Like, dude was, you know, crushing windpipes and, you know, having, like, the nigga be good specials, nigga. Like,
it's like they put the Raid and what's that shit with Bruce Willis from back in the day?
Die Hard?
Yeah, that's it. It's like they put them both together and made that shit. Like,
yeah. And with good, with hand-to-hand vibes, but then Judge Dredd never showed his face. And then they had a villain that was all smacked out on drugs and
yeah, that bitch was weird. Like,
yeah, and then putting up people's eyes with her thumbs and shit like that. Shit was kind of raw. Like, you know, she was out there.
I ain't know, that was the best, like, $3 I ever spent that damn Big Lots for a DVD, nigga. Like,
yo, Yeah, Big Lots.
You know how they be having the bit, like, I ain't gonna lie, there be some slept on shit in them bins sometimes. Facts. That's why sometimes I'm there, I'm like, oh shit, when Donnie Yen made this? Like, hold on. Like,
I mean, shit, I found Showdown in Little Tokyo with Dolph Lundgren and Brandon Lee in one of them bins once. I had to go grab that shit, bro.
Oh, word, classic. Okay, yeah. If you don't know, you know. That's a classic.
RoboCop and Predator, like I said, I mean, because I know when we looked at the comments, a lot of people chose Predator, and I get it, because, you know, Predator is, you know,
it's just more popular to me. Like, I feel like if you sat people down and they went to one room, watch Predator, then go to the next room and watch RoboCop right after,
mm-hmm.
and no one had to tell about their vote, and you just had to press a button.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, feel like more people would pick RoboCop. Or it'd be closer. Like, it'd be more 50-50. But I think more people see Predator is something that people have been watching and rewatching all their life. It's like,
right,
the difference between how niggas used to say, like, damn, I feel like Biggie get more love and Pac don't get remembered and shit. It was a whole era where people was like, damn, no one remember Pac, this, that.
Mm-hmm.
But then Puffy's coming out with an album here, remix this. Every fucking day, like, so it's like, and you remember it more, like,
yeah. And then on top of that, I mean, obviously there are more names in Predator. I mean, RoboCop, no one was really a mainstream. I mean, Peter Weller, who played RoboCop, wasn't necessarily mainstream like that. Like, I don't think, truthfully, I don't remember a lot of things he did after the RoboCop movies. Like, so I think that's
exactly, like, I mean, Arnold, Carl Weathers. I was about to say Carl Lewis. Carl Weathers,
Jesse Ventura, you know what I'm saying?
Was it Billy Duke?
Yeah, Bill Duke. Yeah, like these are iconic people. Like, you know.
Yeah, like you're not gonna forget those names. So it has more. It's like, okay, like comparing like one album got all. It's like Illmatic and fucking Reasonable Doubt.
Mm-hmm. Word.
RoboCop is Illmatic. It got like the world building. You really in Queensbridge. You know, you got the underground production that's just grimy. Right. Grimy.
Mm-hmm.
But then like Reasonable Doubt, it's like them niggas was like their whole intention was Predator Doubt.
Predator Doubt.
These niggas' whole intention was to make a classic. They was like, alright, hold on. What's that nigga from Conan? Yeah, him.
Yeah.
The black guy from Rocky. Yeah. The guy Drago killed. Yeah, him.
Mm-hmm.
What about that wrestling motherfucker?
They be wearing the tie dye and shit.
The tie dye. Yeah, him. Like they was like, yeah, and okay. Have him in the forest. Like, yeah, not jungle, nigga. What? African jungle or Mongolia? What? Nah, nigga, South America, nigga. Like. These niggas had the whole intention of making a classic, bro.
Right. And the funny thing
RoboCop, is, RoboCop, they just had a good idea and maximized that shit.
And the funny thing is, too, Predator was supposed to be Jean-Claude Van Damme, the original Terminator, because they wanted him to be, like slick and shit like that. But Jean-Claude didn't like wearing the costume. So they found the late, great Kevin Peter Hall that was on 227 back in the day because he was 7 feet one and he put him in the costume and magic, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine no nigga 5'8 running around murking Arnold and crew, nigga. Like,
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, them niggas was already brolic as shit. So, I mean, not like Jean-Claude wasn't brolic himself, but he was niggas only 5'8. So you had to have like a contrast. You got to have like a 7 foot brother in the costume to pull that shit off, which he did. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what made it memorable. That's why I can see why people pick Predator. But like I said, in the end, there's no bad choice. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I've watched both movies recently because they're on a lot of the Freeview shit. Like you go if a Freeview or Tubi or whatever, they're on there. You know what I'm saying? So I rewatch.
And no excuse, man. Watch the classic.
Yeah, you know, this shit's motivation. Sometimes it gets me when I'm trying to run on the treadmill or some shit like that. Shit's motivation. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, yeah, like, so that's why it's like, that's why I watched them all recently. Like, but, yeah, like, there's no bad answer, like I said, but it's just like, you know, they all have their unique qualities. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, RoboCop spawned the whole franchise and Predator spawn like sequels that are still going to this day, like
franchise hold, like everything.
This is like asking what's a better album between Me Against the World and It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. You really can't go wrong with.
God damn, yeah. I've never even put those two together. Jeez.
they got different vibes too.
Like, yeah, that's a hard one, bro. I don't know the Illmatic one.
I was gonna say All Eyes on Me. I was thinking All Eyes on Me, but I was like, nah, Me Against, because it's double disc. So I was like, just thinking,
Yeah, Me Against the World and Dark, they're very different vibes, like, you know, but I can see that too, but they are, I just never heard that comparison before, but.
You got me on that one. Like, Predator RoboCop, it's like sci-fi, but done differently. That's what makes it so fire. Like, you have two classics, same year, same genre, and they just maximize both of them. The world building, the intensity, just amazing. Like, I hope honestly, we get back to filmmaking.
Honestly, we need some more sci-fi shit like that. I'm talking about some, not some old, you know, pansy shit, but I'm talking about some real, just, like, someone go up to the drawing board. Like, we need a new, we need some more iconic characters. Like, I'm pretty sure there's some novel out there that has a raw-ass character that can be, you know, turned into a movie or something like that, or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're well overdue for that.
Yeah, like, we are, like, y'all gotta stop remaking shit at this point. Like, y'all need to, focus on, like, either, like, finding some new niches and creating some new shit. Like, mm-hmm. y'all try to keep popularizing popular shit.
Right.
And it's like, there's so much shit out there that y'all can eat off of and y'all not trying that. Like, And mind me, because shout out to K Song, because we be corresponding sometime, you know. He'll send me like a list of, like, I think it was PlayStation 2 games that they're trying to remake, and I'm just like, yeah, like, these are all the popular shit that niggas done played that you can see, like, right. Like, makes them the shit that, like, the cult classics, the niche market games, like, the ones that had potential that were dope, but they didn't blow up in that era, but you had people fuck with it. Like, remake those, because a lot of those cult classic shits, those niche markets, it'll expand way more now, like, than it would back then.
Right.
So I just like to see more creativity. Like, if y'all want to, like, do some newer shit, like bring some other shit out of the darkness. Like, stop. It's like niggas saying, like, you know, let's keep making them Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson documentaries.
Right.
And Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray, like, okay, cool. We know about them heavyweights. We know the Four Kings. Like, let's give us some different niggas now. Like, give us a Terry Norris documentary, Fernando Vargas, Aaron Pryor, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's what I'm saying, but I guess we can segue to boxing now. But yeah, y'all make sure y'all check out RoboCop and Predator, two classics. Mm-hmm. You won't be disappointed. Damn. And yeah, RoboCop did fall off after two. Miss Biz. Oh, that's cute. Shuttleworth trying to cosplay as Will Smith. How the fuck?
she called it Professor Belair hat wearing.
Nigga, like, I'm on my T.I. Memphis Bleek.
That's again Jiggy with it video.
Really? Like, I never looked at myself and said, Will Smith, like, the fuck? I might be like, Mac 10. Like, nah. Like, West Coast. Like, nah, but you wildin'. But yeah, Pat, I mean, I guess y'all niggas are going with the boxing news. Y'all keep up with all these niggas on Twitter and shit.
Yeah, I know. Boxing, yeah, we got a lot. Boxing Twitter has been on fire lately, especially like the last week or so. I know now what's going on with Twitter right now is one Adrian Broner. You know, Adrian Broner and Bill Haney and Alicia Baumgardner, like the whole saga between them. You know, it's like it's fucking crazy because, I mean, first it started off with, you know, a picture of Alicia and training with Devin Haney and Bill Haney or whatever, and then Adrian Broner was like, hey, you know, saying Alicia can find better trainers, and then, you know, calling Bill Haney like all types of, you know, pimps and stuff like that, you know, selling booty hole and shit like that. So Bill Haney and Alicia both replied back and implied that Adrian Broner was broke. So that let Broner to, you know, go out, you know, they let Broner to actually, and this is why, you know, LB says I got footage, goes on to mention by name like four people that Alicia Barber allegedly slept with, you know, and then says that she has video on there and saying he has the footage and saying that Alicia can't, you know, ride dick and all type of stuff like that. And I'm just thinking to myself, geez, a cat like Adrian Broner, a man who's had no filter, who has no history of really censoring himself. I mean, this is a nigga that, you know, when he first came out, used to take $100 bills and flush them down the toilet, or he was on a World Star.
Man, fuck all that talk, man. If Broner got it, release the Kraken. Fuck out of here.
Release the Kraken.
And the funny thing is, he reiterated that shit because I remember he put out, I think it was like a tweet, like maybe an hour ago. He said the same shit. I got footage. He said that shit over and over again.
Y'all, like, look, I'll be honest. The only people mad are the hoes, yo. Like, the bronze are mad at me. Like,
she took the
no one gives a fuck. Bro.
She called him broke. You can't call a guy that used to call himself about billions broke. Come on now. You can't.
But it's not even that. Like, it's just, if niggas is roasting and flaming each other, nothing's off limits. Like, you call a nigga broke, and I know you don't fuck 12 niggas that are in the top 10 of the WBC, then I'ma say that.
His original post didn't have anything negative about her, though, at all. He just called her baby girl. Maybe that's it, you know? She called him broke.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
She shouldn't have said anything.
But like I said, she called her and Bill Haney were calling this nigga broke, so, you know, he's clapped back.
And no one can, and people don't, and look, this is the thing. Everybody's your own person. You don't, no one has to force you. She could have had Bill Haney respond and she could have said nothing at all. Like, y'all gotta remember, and we keep it hip hop. Y'all, I don't remember, I don't recall Dubs, hearing Dubs see on King of the Hill when Mac 10 and Cube was snapping all over Cypress Hill.
Okay. No, but you know
what? That nigga Dubs even said, I'm cool with Muggs. I ain't in this shit. That's y'all niggas. Like, yeah, yeah, put it on the album. I'm good. Like,
yeah.
And he didn't say shit. He ain't not one bar. Not, that's all it is sometimes. Like, you ain't got to rock everything. And it is what it is.
Wait, what'd you say, Pilot?
Slipped my mind. I forgot. It's all good.
But yeah, no. And funny thing is, too, is I think Alicia hasn't responded back to you. I think she's trying not to. I know Clarissa Shields.
Learned her lesson.
Yeah, I know Clarissa Shields was, you know, over there, you know, being the apple polisher and shit like that. Like, you know, serves her right and shit like that. But damn, I don't think she even she deserves that and shit like that. But, you know, like say, you know, sometimes you have to be careful about who you pop off to.
Boxers that will get into the fuckery, it would be them too. I wish the American male boxers kind of had their personality. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, but the thing with Broner though, it's to have that personality. But then Broner I'm not a Broner fan, but Broner has squandered his talent in a lot of different things simply because he just couldn't control himself. You know, he wasn't mature. So that's the thing, like. Dude is 34 years old and washed like bad, like, you know. So
yeah, because look how fat his face was. Like, he looked like he'd been training for shit.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, right now, if Broner had his head screwed on tight, he would have Robert Easter and Tank, because, you know, Tank was with Broner before with Floyd. Most people need to remember that. Like, Tank and Broner are boys and brothers and shit. Like, he was down with them. Floyd just happened to kind of take Tank away from that because Broner was unstable. So,
well, kind of Broner and Floyd had the means to promote Tank. Tank,
yeah.
Broner, I don't even think he had about billion set up at the time.
Well, no, he had the promotion, bro. Because remember, Robert Easter was there. Like, I mean, the Tank.
Yeah,
was,
you had Warren and what's his name? Robert Easter. Yeah.
Yeah, Rashid Warren and Easter were down. Like, they were there. Like, I mean, Easter, I think they won the belt, like, around the same... No. Yeah, Warren was the first... Easter was the first one to win a belt. I always say that
Floyd and Broner pay-per-view fight about Billion versus the Money Team, mm-hmm. that was a wasted opportunity. Because you really, at that time, could have had a card where you would have had all of them going against each other. That actually would have hit a mill.
Yeah, yeah. There's just so much about Broner that was wasted. And I know, like I said, had, you know, Floyd and Broner stayed on good terms, because remember, you know, Broner came in the game as a Floyd clone in a way, but a flashier version of Floyd, a more hood version of Floyd, if you want to call it that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then Floyd recognized that. Like, honestly, if Broner was able to, you know, Broner was able to ride Floyd's wave and get over. He was probably the only Floyd fighter that actually. Anyone that was attached to the Floyd that actually was able to do that and become his own man. Like, he wasn't just Floyd's boy or whatever. He became his own person, you know. And with that, like, you know, it's just like, you do all that, but your performances in the ring don't add up, or they just start declining. And then you have the drinking and the personal problems and the shit like that. And you have a washed up 34-year-old that signed to Don King in the year of our Lord 2024, letting people know about a female's, like, sexual past. Like, that shit's crazy. It's crazy to me, in a way, how far he's fallen. But, you know, like I said, you know, it's, but still, like, that's a nigga that just doesn't give a fuck. I mean, this nigga ate strange pussy on Worldstar. Like, that's a nigga that don't give a flying fuck. And Marquise, AB looked like he was on prednisone. I mean, he might be. Like, I mean, honestly, he might be on something, too, because keep his mind from being, you know, keep his mental health in check. Because I don't, because you know, just recently this dude was in McDonald's spazzing out and wanted to put hands on a McDonald's worker for something. dude is not all there. I'm pretty sure he might be on a little bit of medication too.
That's why you can't. That's why you gotta ignore niggas like that. He trying to get a fight, and he might not even be broke because he having broke behavior.
Right.
So yeah, like, cause y'all forget, like, Broner made money in his career. Like, he was kind of taken care of. Like, it just, you know, the shit he be on. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, like, nah, that shit ain't no. That's one of those things, like, you either respond on some, like, ignore it, you don't respond at all, or you just be like, I mean, what, baddies like dick? Like, why you saying all this shit, nigga? Why you telling my business? Like,
right.
If you make if you take the Cameron self-appreciation joking approach to that shit just, no one cares.
I mean, like, truthfully, you know, it is the era of this. I mean, obviously, the, you know, the female rapper era is very, you know, that way. I mean, this is the thought music that Rome be listening to and shit like that. They empowered now to be thought.
Yeah, like, she could have took that as an advantage because people would have probably looked at her different if she would have stood on it. Yeah. Or snapped back at him with something. But making everybody try to be simps and come to the rescue and niggas is like, getting Twitter threads with the damn names and photos and all the niggas you smash.
Yo, but
it's hilarious. I'm sorry, that shit's hilarious. Like,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, there was a lot of.
If you stand on your hoeing, mm-hmm. niggas can't really say nothing. Like,
right?
Like, you call Sexy Red a hoe? Like, are you even being disrespectful at that point? Like,
yes, the fuck you is.
Oh, the fuck you not.
He said, no, the fuck you not.
King P is a Sexy Red hater. I've come to establish that. Baby.
I'm not a hater. I just think her music is trash.
So how did that make her a whore?
I mean, yeah. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a fucking duck.
On production by a duck.
Or it could be a person and character of a duck. Nigga, come on now.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I know studio thoughts and real thoughts when I see one. So, I'm not getting studio thought vibe.
Here. For the sake of argument, could you possibly hint at some, say, studio thoughts? So we know the difference.
God,
there's no difference.
I mean, yeah, because look, this ring gang, you gonna stand on your shit here, nigga.
Okay, I'll give you another one. So, give me a name, and I'll give you what I think. Like, give me a female name, other than Sexy Red.
Lotto.
What? Who?
Lotto.
Lotto. Nah, I don't get thought vibes from Lotto.
Oh, then you dumb as hell, nigga.
Like, no. But like, what level of thoughts? Like, there's level. Like, we're talking. There's different levels.
I don't get thought vibes from her either, though.
Nigga, if you're a whore that costs $5 or a whore that costs $1,000, nigga, you're still.
No, rich. There's different levels of thought.
Nah, cause some like, I don't look at like me. I don't look at Lotto as a thought. I look at her as more like a bad bitch that can rap. And if she fucking niggas, she fucking niggas. That's what bitches do. Like, that's what niggas do. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's I'm not like, oh shit, like, it's not like how we looked at Lil Kim back in the day and shit. Like, it's a bad bitch that can rap, but yeah, she really bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, yeah, it's different.
I never got thought vibes from Nicki. Like, she just seemed like she rapped.
What?
All I ever thought as a kid,
I gotta disagree with you on that.
All I ever thought as a kid was Nicki Minaj is fucking Lil Wayne for this version. That's all I ever thought.
Nigga, I used to think that as a grown man. What the fuck?
As a kid, I'm like, yo.
Hey, I know the age difference, but damn, like,
when I first
heard, we looking at it the same way, nigga.
Yo, no disrespect to Nicki, but when I first heard that Monsterverse, I'm like, yo, she hit one of these niggas on this song.
Bad.
And then this old ass nigga talking about facts. We be sounding like some real podcast niggas on Thursday.
Jay-Z, Sahai, or one of them niggas.
You say I don't hear top music when I
He really didn't have an argument, nigga. He just don't like Sexy Red. Cause Sexy Red does the same thing.
It kind of seemed like that, but he did have Lotto. Like I agree, but a mistake.
But also,
he had one more name.
Also, look at her name and look at what her color of skin is, nigga.
Here's the controversial one.
Okay. Hold on, what does that even? I'm tired of you niggas with this colorist angle.
Her name is Mulatto, and she's half white, nigga. Everybody likes skin, but black too, nigga.
What do you think? Here's the one where we might differ on, which is why I ask about what do you consider a thot? Like Meg Thee Stallion,
she's a thot.
Yeah, that's thot. That's thot rap. Thot rap as fuck. Like, come on, like, I don't know how y'all can see Lotto as thot rap and see Meg as, like, thot rap. It's like, it's two
different. Meg Thee Stallion will make three verses talking about how good her ass shakes. Like, Sexy Red don't do that.
We're talking about, like.
Sexy Red is just angry thot.
Okay, when I said like studio thought, I'm not talking about their music. We're talking about like the ones that talk that thought shit and the ones that live that thought shit.
Exactly. But see, but the music is a part of the talk.
You can say Meg Thee Stallion, all she talks is that thought shit, but there's no way you can say on the other hand, like, yeah, but she don't be about that shit.
This is not nah, be about that shit. Yeah. That case, prove that, nigga.
She's most
about that, like a motherfucker.
She's probably the most about that female rapper out right now.
Out of all of them, like
right.
Right.
You ain't never heard two stories of Sexy Red fucking with some niggas from her neighborhood. You ain't never heard nobody ran through Sexy Red. You heard everybody ran through Meg Thee Stallion, et cetera. They say
Sexy Red is different, like. Like, niggas don't look at it as points for smashing Sexy Red. That's the first thing. That's more of a like, well, if you're in that situation, you post to, but that ain't nothing to brag about. Like,
Meg is more like,
you had a hot beat that day.
She like one of them. You be like, you at the club, you be like, yo, nigga, I see you leave with Sexy yesterday. How that shit go? You be like, man, I ain't gonna tell you. Nigga, that's gonna say shit.
Thank you. But man, like, if a nigga say, yo, I seen you meet a club with man the other day, what's popping, nigga? What y'all did?
You be like, yeah, that bitch hold it, yo. The baby was right. Toy took that sentence for that bitch. Yeah.
Time of my life, nigga. Like, yeah, we making a sequel next week, nigga. Like,
yeah, I'll do 10 years for that bitch too.
You standing on that shit. That's the difference.
I don't hate Sexy Red. I just, her music is trash to me, and I don't think she.
Yeah, he said you don't fuck up, bust your head. Shake those dreads.
I don't think you heard enough Sexy Red.
All the Sexy Red songs is a bunch of nonsense.
I'm too old.
We got a couple bangers, nigga.
Look for me, I'm too old and too masculine to listen to that trash. So like, you know,
what do you mean too masculine? Like the hustle masculine as fuck. Like
I'm not trying to hear no masculine shit from a, you know, from a dust.
No, nah, listen, her raps are too funny, yo. It's really like I listen every time she drops a new song. I listen just to get a laugh. It's like she got the Lil Wayne effect to me. Like you listen to the bars for a laugh type shit.
Honestly, yo, she's more like a less talented, less lyrical, less gangster boo.
No, she's like Gucci. She raps just like Gucci. Only the female version.
Fuck that. Gucci is way too witty for her. Like, nah.
Listen, y'all don't listen to enough Sexy
Red. Busted is like too rudimentary.
Too elementary sounding. You listen to no fucking Sexy Red, nigga. The fuck?
Nigga,
I'm not saying you're supposed to listen to Sexy Red to get like the the greatest lyricism. Yeah, I'm pilot, just saying. Come on,
pilot. Kate with me, pilot. Kate. Nah, nigga.
You know, I have to say St. Louis Roots, but I was going to give Gorilla props because I thought she was a clown, but she's actually pretty. I mean, she. I don't listen to women
rap. Yeah, Gorilla is an example of a studio.
Gorilla can rap. Gorilla. Yeah, I don't get.
Gorilla's not a.
Even that's your example right there, P. That's your example right there because she. She's a person that
I'm also. Too. I'm also. Hold up, but I'm also one of those people that like. Just because you have sex with a bunch of people doesn't. I don't always just like. Oh, you a thot. You like to have sex. It is what it is. I don't know. It's just.
No. There's levels yeah. to it. So what? Promoting sex in a musical aspect. This makes you a thot.
Yeah, she's like King no. Music the goalpost now. Like
he don't know. He don't know. This
like I was no. doing that first question. It's kind of like this nigga King P is like, I don't know, like, this bitch a hoe?
He don't like Sexy Red. He just don't
and
like
then they all like
him. He just don't like her personality. But if you think about it, King P wouldn't even fuck with a bitch like Sexy Red if she wasn't famous.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
I would.
She's not cup of tea. Whether she's a rapper or a fucking, if she works at McDonald's, nigga, you wouldn't even fuck with her, period. No.
When I heard
yo, look, if you're in community college right now and Sexy Red passes a note to you from behind your desk.
I'm talking to you.
I'm crumpling that paper. I'm crumpling see, that paper.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
If it's a layup.
Nah, yeah,
it's a layup.
As soon as you see her with her little lip ring, whatever the fuck she got, and be like, yeah, I'm like, oh, this shit is a wrap.
That's what you're gonna meet me by the bleachers. I got loud.
Yeah,
say less, bro. Let's go.
King P gonna ball that shit up, spit on her, and be like,
I'll find her.
I'm gonna ball it up and yell, Kobe, throw it in the track.
Another nigga be like,
but if Lotto passes you a note, you probably gonna laminate. You gonna laminate that shit, put it in a frame, nigga.
Now hold on, wait. Lotto, I'm getting out the damn chair and I'm talking to her immediately.
I'm posting in every chat to everybody I know.
Yeah, because she's half white.
I
would
fuck it up. Oh, you trying to do that?
Yeah, yo, you niggas and you light brights.
When I saw her do "Fuck My Baby Daddy" song that she's been doing remixes to in a prison, that's like, come on now, this is like
that's fire.
No, that's fucking stupid, man.
Nigga, her baby daddy.
She made a remix after she had a single mother in the hospital. What the fuck?
But hold on, if your baby daddy's locked up, that makes sense. No, I can't remember.
Baby daddy's locked up. She went to the prison, shoots a video because everybody knows her baby daddy locked up. So it's like, okay, she just playing into the character.
Yeah, it's a layup, really. I can't get mad at that. Like,
and then the nigga's locked up, so instead of having a random video with just you, oh yeah, I'm not pregnant anymore, shoot the video while you get a fucking birth, and then have Drake pull up. Like, come on. Like, what are we talking about? Yo, Sexy Red is a fucking genius.
Shit makes sense. Like, listen, I would not put on none of this. Like, the marketing on, like, is genius.
She's one of the only meme rappers that I really fuck with. Like, she came on talking about her pussy pink and her booty's brown, nigga. And look at this bitch now. Jeez. Flawless.
Nice. So, somewhere along
the line. I don't know about flawless, nigga.
Somewhere along the line.
Flawless? What? Tailed.
There's a lot of flaws.
God damn.
Jesus.
Well, what happened to, like, the chicks, like, Soleil? Like, that was sexy and could rap, and you know what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry, your generation is failing, bro. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? Like, geez.
Yeah, I agree, nigga. I agree my generation is failing, but Sexy Red is the one, nigga.
Damn, nigga.
One.
Listen, y'all had Lil Kim to look up to. That bitch was cocking her shit open.
And
loaded her face up with all types of shit. And now y'all can't even look at her.
Hold on. I was playing Foxy Brown I'll Be the other day. Nigga, and I know they weren't writing all their shit, but they were spitting. And I'm just saying,
nigga, half of them 90 whores y'all listen to, y'all couldn't even look at them in the face today, nigga.
No, you're kidding.
Get the fuck out of here. God damn. Nah. But hold on, it was more balanced because you had Mia X's, Lady of Rages, the damn Gangsta Bulls, the Phoenix, the Misties, the
y'all most notable rapper.
Nigga. I was trying to be attractive. I don't know.
Y'all most notable rapper don't even rap no more. That bitch do movies. Queen Latifah and fucking MC Light is hosting every fucking award show known to man, nigga. Y'all ain't got no real baddies. Name a bad bitch from the 90s that's still hitting.
That's rapping?
That's rapper.
Yeah, a rapper.
Queen Latifah
is not still hitting. There's no way Queen Latifah passed you a note.
No, Queen Latifah is a legend. She's like the woman ice cube.
But you're not going to talk to fucking
sexy
like
a legend, bro. She's irrelevant. She's irrelevant.
I know, right?
Yeah, King P, you responded to the note by Queen Latifah because she got sold, nigga?
I never thought about it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
She's a goat.
Hold on. Is it Queen Latifah a carpet muncher anyway? She don't play on that side.
Nigga, she got a song. She got a whole song about niggas hollering at her. I don't want to hear that.
This nigga room be picking up with some wild ass shit that don't even make not one lick of fucking.
It's my fault with the dope, but it makes sense because that's similar to the one night when me and Rome used to work together. The one I used to be like,
yeah,
hey yo, would you walk through the mall? Would you hold hands and walk through the mall with her? And then niggas would be like, hold on,
yeah, I ain't
no, then I'm like, all right, she got fine then, nigga. Same thing, would you take the note?
Nigga, I would hold hands and walk through the mall with Sexy Red, humming her latest single, nigga.
Ugh. Damn, hold on, do we have to hum the song? Like,
nigga, fuck my baby dad,
I can't hum that, like, walking through the mall holding hands, like, the fuck?
This nigga room, like, this bro.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say Lauryn Hill, damn, you right, Miss Rashid.
She still look fire? You still, no. If she passed you a note, you'll be like, damn, Lauryn, no, nigga.
I mean, maybe, if she one of those chicks that be singing, like, during the pillow talk, like, maybe,
King P is capping. If Sexy Red passed him a note in the line in Kroger's or some shit, that nigga is turning around and be like, all right, bet.
Yo, why the fuck is Sexy Red at Kroger's, nigga?
Yeah, fuck Kroger's. What the fuck?
dude, hold on. First of all, Sexy Red and King P just won't be in the same, like, vicinity. We'll run into Sexy Red before King P will, nigga.
Just hearing King P and Sexy Red in the same sentence, I just see King P's face all scrunched up, looking at her like she's dirty or some shit. Like,
yeah. Like, honestly, I feel like King P would be like Sexy Red would be the first woman King P fights, actually. Like, look, she passes him the note. This nigga takes the note. He comes back. He's like,
this bitch is bad from the bodega.
He's like, what the fuck? And he don't even turn around. He just balls it up, Kobe's ass shit, and laughs. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I can see Shorty going to the garbage can and dumping that shit over his head. And say, now, what now, fuck nigga? Like, and he be fighting, because I don't think he would just not do anything.
I feel like Sexy Red would check King P and he wouldn't be able to do all this shit he's saying he gonna do.
I can see that too, because like, it look like hood rats in his kryptonite. Like he just can't respond to that.
He can't.
A light-skinned hood rat might be able to do something.
Hold on. I don't argue with women, so no, I'll shut the fuck up, silly woman.
But nah, you not arguing with her don't matter. She's gonna argue with you, nigga.
Yeah, you're
he ain't been around the hood rats.
Yeah, you're not gonna tell a hood rat to shut the fuck up and this is gonna be silent, nigga.
And it's like, oh, excuse me, nigga. I ain't gonna shut the fuck up. Like,
I ain't gonna say nothing. All right. You gonna argue with yourself? It's gonna be a one way argument.
And yes, and while and you'll be trying to be on your phone like this, and that bitch is gonna be at the side of your head, like, you puss-ass nigga, you light-skinned piece of shit, you apple-fritter-looking motherfucker, you just gonna be like this the whole time? You cornflake, pop, the damn cinnamon toast crunch-looking motherfucker, you ain't, you're just gonna ignore all of that?
Yeah,
I feel like it's just Sexy Red's energy, because I never fucked with Sukihana at all, and it's pretty much the same person, just different.
Damn, she's beat out here like all the time.
I don't fuck with Sukihana. Like, her shit is like, just like, when you listen to Sukihana, you just feel like, yo, let me go take a shower, let me brush my teeth. Like,
honestly, Sukihana shit don't sound like musically as good as Sexy Red, if that makes sense. Like, it just comes off so, like, too fucking ratchet. Like,
it comes off as a porn transcript. That's what the fuck it comes off as.
Yeah, like, Sexy Red just sounds like the freakiest hood rat. Sukihana be sounding like the freakiest porn star that was a hood rat, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I've been around too many hood rats. That's why I love Sexy Red.
You think? Jeez.
That nigga bet the queen hood rat with that.
Nigga, this
Sexy Red really, like an old school
dude. Nigga, to church or something. Jesus Christ.
Nigga, a lot of Sexy Reds will be at church, nigga, and I'll be following them bitches right after church.
This nigga's comedy shit. Oh, man. Like, nah, me and hood rats don't vibe well like that. Like, I don't know. They be. Like, my appearance look too square for them. Like,
yeah, light skinned niggas and hood rats don't really match. Like, that's why King P is so against them niggas.
Nah, we don't, like, the thing is, like, surface level, we don't.
Nah, they're
like, maybe in school. Maybe in school.
There are plenty of light skinned.
School is different, but yeah, like, in general, like, it's one of them, they gotta get to know you type shit, but, like, a lot of hood rats be, like, hating some light skinned niggas, yo.
Because light skinned niggas feel like, oh, I'm too good for a hood rat. Let me go find the top tier of some bitches.
We ain't all like that, nigga. Y'all be see, the thing is, they give us that. That's the whole judging a book by its cover shit. We can just stand against the wall and y'all niggas can stand against the wall and it's like, oh, yeah, that brother, he kept to himself. He's quiet. Light skinned nigga standing against the wall. It's like, oh, and you think he the hottest nigga in the room? Fuck that nigga. He ain't shit. Right?
Dad, I know you seen Sexy Red's new picture. She almost 200, nigga. You might be able to fuck with her, nigga.
200? Like, she gained weight?
Yeah, she thick as hell.
Yeah, I might have to see this pic.
Yeah, she thick as
hell. I mean, for research purposes.
Man, these brothers are starving. Jeez. Yeah,
oh, nah, but I mean, that was.
I ain't gonna lie. Did y'all see that video? Real, I don't know, maybe she was acting crazy like Ryan Garcia was, where she said she sold her soul.
I seen that some kind of video. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I didn't see that. What the fuck?
Yeah,
she was like pissed off, saying like she didn't sell. She came back to say like she didn't mean it. She was meaning something else, but yeah, that shit was weird.
She was the first Ryan Garcia.
Yeah. Yo, what is up with that, Ryan? That shit's real? I thought that was like a troll account.
I don't know.
Yeah, he said he's back to normal now, but yeah, that shit was...
You don't go back to normal.
I was 50-50 until the kids part, until the whole kids part. I was like, maybe he is kind of something. But, yeah, I thought it was maybe marketing, but after that comment.
That's the most horrible marketing. Like, why would you bring up all that, like, bullshit? Like
I said, didn't I tell you, they're trying their hardest to make niggas watch this fight.
Yeah, I have little into the whole shit has turned me out. Like, I definitely don't even want to go see this live. I'm like, yeah, this might be a waste of my time. Just like, this nigga's too manic for his own good.
Devin Haney is finna beat this little fucking crying ass nigga up, yo. This nigga's been crying. Ever since the fight was announced and whining, all you see is him on fucking social media slurring and shit. Yeah, yeah, I'm the best. Yeah, you, this nigga can't touch me. Yeah, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, hey, but if Ryan
Ryan is trash, yo.
He's not trash, but I'm saying if Ryan somehow won, let's just say there's a slight chance, you know, he could punch. If he won, it would send crazy shockwaves to the sport. I'm just saying. And to the sports world. I'm saying to the sports world.
It would, but it's like. Devin Haney, one of those dudes where, like, you really gotta beat him. Like, you ain't gonna just gonna keep sleep on him like that. Like,
and Ryan is talking too much for not proving his work in the last few fights, nigga. Like, you talking way too, like, you don't even deserve this fight, really. And now you talking your way into a fucking corner, nigga. And now you got to get beat up. And now you're going to lose. And niggas just going to remember you for being a nigga that was forced to watch whatever the fuck this nigga talking about. Nobody going to remember you for boxing or being a YouTube star. Now niggas is like, yo, this nigga fucking wild, yo. You seen that?
Yeah, he was on some good quality, like, pilot drugs. I mean, drugs. This nigga was like, they took me to the forest. Then I can't use my phone. They locked my accounts. And then when he's on the damn space with Andrew Tate, and Andrew Tate's on some damn, well, yeah, I want to say some shit, but I can't.
Cause... So Andrew Tate was loving that shit. He was like, yo, keep going, man.
Yeah, yeah. But he was like, yo, the judicial process, I can't really speak on shit. And he's like, Ryan Garcia's like, you want me to help? I could help you out of that. I know people. I'm like, motherfucker, like, you just said your phone locked. This who the fuck you know? Like, from there, I was like, yo, this dude, he's on some shit. Like, you can't help nobody, but you try to say you can't help yourself, but you said you can help people. But, hey, nigga, chill, yo.
Yeah, that whole thing is like, I mean, he could, I mean, I'm sure he's definitely having a manic episode, and the shit's like, because no one does all that much for publicity. Like, you have to be, like, you know, dude is clearly unchecked, and no one is helping him out. So, yeah. They'll take his phone away. This nigga's just having, he's flat out manic right now.
He said, now it's 5 weeks in, like, I'm just ask me boxing questions only. I'm like, all right, nigga, we don't want to ask you shit. Just, we'll ask Derek the questions.
Right?
So is this shit real? Is he really, like, professing some shit, or is he just promoting some shit? I don't know what the fuck's going on.
He was just wilding out, bro. That's really, he was just on some shit, like. You know that one nigga in the cipher that hit the blunt, and then he just started talking about space moons and quasars and King Tut and Mousa Musa and
Mickey Mouse. That shit was too left field. I need to know what was going on before you started saying that shit. It was too left field.
Know.
Like, the niggas just had the weigh in next to, you know what I'm saying, the whole fucking string of tweets from this nigga.
Yeah, he's... I don't know, man. Like... That nigga closer to you, that goofy nigga closer to your era than mine. Like, you gotta tell us.
Nigga, as many goofy niggas as close to y'all niggas' eras, I need y'all to stop.
Yeah, not my era.
Yeah, that nigga had to stop. He's like, hold on, let me stop. Like, yeah, y'all niggas got all, y'all era got
nigga,
us.
Nigga, most of y'all niggas is locked up from fucking Bill Cosby to fucking...
Bill Cosby is not my era, nigga. Jeez.
Nigga, you was watching that Pudding Pop ass nigga.
Nah, I didn't watch, yo. Real talk, I never really watched Bill Cosby show. Like, I fucked with A Different World, but I wasn't a Cosby fan. Like, I'd be first one to tell you. Like,
Denise?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, the Cosby show used to be on, but my grandma used to watch the other version when they came back.
This shit just wasn't fun. Like, funny to me like that.
I didn't watch it, but it was on the way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I grew up in a house like Cosby Show, so that shit appealed to me. So
like, yeah,
the niggas is struggling. It was too gangsta over here. Like, I couldn't get into no Cosby Show.
The only sitcoms I was fucking with was fucking, what's the one with Queen Latifah? Living Single.
Yeah,
Living Single.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Family Matters, Fresh Prince, and fucking Cosby Show. That's it. Those are the only fucking sitcoms I was watching, nigga. Other than that, we was George Lopez out, nigga. I was watching George Lopez every fucking day.
Damn, I feel sorry for you. Shit.
Yeah, I know, bro. You was missing out on Wayne's Brothers, Jamie Foxx, Martin. Like,
yeah, let me ask you real quick. I'm talking
that shit came out. Nigga.
I didn't fuck with no Family Matters either.
What was your favorite sitcom in the 90s? If you had to pick one, what was your favorite sitcom if you had to pick one?
Martin, easy.
That might be Married with Children for me, though.
Yeah,
that
might be, because Married with Children is like the Married with Children was one of the greatest white shows ever.
I don't even want to call it a white show. I just call it like a show, period. It just is too universal. Like,
not
I mean,
Full House.
Like, if you grew up with a mom that don't cook or clean, like, Peggy Bundy,
I thought all moms clean.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, though. When I was a little younger, I was like, she looked kind of good, though. You know what I'm saying?
But the bitch was, like, couldn't do nothing. Like,
I heard a brother actually created it.
Yeah, a brother created that show.
That's why that shit is so universally relatable. Like,
I mean, I personally, I just watched Fresh Prince. I overloaded on Fresh Prince, so that's my pick. But if I was older, I'd probably pick Martin. You know what I mean? But Fresh Prince.
And Married with Children got both of them to me. Like, it got like too many iconic episodes. The seasons, like, the characters, like...
It got weird. The last season was fucking weird, though. I remember it was, like, a random...
It did. It, and shit. All these last seasons beat, like, Martin last season horrible. Although it had a few moments, but, man, like...
As soon as those niggas started moving out of state,
I was like, yo, fuck, this show is over.
Fuck this show.
Yeah, it's now, like, Martin, like, Martin, that Biggie scene, if you look at Martin, he looked super fucked up. I mean, he was... Niggas,
yeah, Martin was on that weed heavy.
Them niggas were shooting episodes. they started shooting episodes of one character at a time. It'll be like Pam's episode and Tommy's episode. I'm like,
yeah, this shit was a spinoff at one point. Like nigga.
Martin to come
this
back.
This is cool spinoff.
Martin to come back from California and then Gina fly out to California at the same time. It's like, nigga, can y'all all be in the same fucking room, nigga? Fucking
yeah, they're gonna give Pam a spinoff with her work shit, but that obviously.
Damn, Miss Bitch with the boxing questions again. Like, yo, look, nigga, we chilling. Yeah. Like, we, all right, you answer it though. You cool? How y'all feel about Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson?
I don't pay no more.
Mike Tyson is taking a pay deal to let that nigga get one more win.
Dog, I'm gonna say this: Roy Jones got a loss on his box rec to a UFC fighter who wasn't even that great. I mean, if these guys want to get paid, I bet you Mike Tyson's getting the biggest payday of his life, so I can't knock the hustle on this.
I personally don't give two shits about the fight. I mean, I know it's Netflix, so both these guys are getting a bag for this, but it's one of those things that's like...
But if Jake Paul first round KOs Mike Tyson, one of the greatest heavyweights of all time, what is it going to say?
The only thing that I want on this, I want...
It'd be a damn, what's it called? A dive?
Travis, on this card though, Jake Paul should definitely put Ashton Silva and his best young prospects and put them against guys that you know they can look good against.
But they need they also need like a decent co-main too. Like they can't be all these jobber festivals. I know you try to get your man's on, but like you need to have like a good quality co-main for this too.
I'd say have.
I mean, but wasn't Jake Paul a co-main for his last two?
Yeah.
So he was the main event. Lost. Had two co-mains and now he's back.
But
he only does that because he put if he's on a card with like arguably the greatest woman boxer of all time, Jake Paul is humble enough to know he's the fucking co-main.
I mean, look, to me, I mean, like I said, Jake Paul's just moving like a fucking carny. Like he wants to, dude wants to do the least to get a fucking
in the ring. But he does a lot. He's made Amanda a millionaire. He's building a
portfolio. Yeah, his thing. Outside of the ring, he does good things. But in the ring, he's worthless. Like he is. If he's not knocking out an MMA fighter or some shit like that, his boxing is mediocre at best.
There's worse boxers than him, even though I feel like he probably, he might have some niggas take a dive. I'm just hoping Tyson don't get knocked out.
The last two fights he had, I'm sure were dives. Like he
paid. If Tyson gets knocked out, I'm for sure.
Those people just don't look capable, bro. The niggas I'm teaching now could give them Jake Paul a more competitive fight than these niggas he's bringing in.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. Like no one can convince me like these guys are like threats.
How much is Jake Paul weighing?
Tyson's gonna get Mike Tyson's gonna get his biggest payday ever, and I wouldn't be surprised if, for some extra cheese he would old man gets knocked out. Hey, why not? I hope
they're not gonna make Tyson drop.
I hope it's not like that.
Nah, look, they'll do some shit where the fight close enough it end up being a draw. Like where everybody's name goes unscathed.
On that Holyfield bullshit.
Or whatever the fuck.
The Holyfield shit where they just stand each other up for six rounds.
I was off Twitter.
Carter, like the Roy Jones where it's like nobody lost, but nobody won. Like
y'all heard about Ben Floyd? Conor Ben versus, Manny, I meant. Ben versus.
Boo, Ben. No one cares about that shit either. Like,
I seen that shit. I'm like, yo, I thought this nigga was retired. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, no, the Saudis want to pay for that shit, and I have no interest in that fight either, like, at all. Like, at
Ben's all. Ben's right.
Them niggas just be throwing money at everything. Like, I'll fight somebody over there. Like, come on, bro. Like, this is like...
Them niggas are catching all the footage late. Like, they got late connection over there. They're like, oh, Pacquiao, he's the greatest. Let's get him to fight over here.
The only bread they threw to American was Wilder. I mean, for a prominent American was Wilder, and he fucked up. You know, they don't fuck with, you know, you don't see no American boxers on that shit. I'm just saying, for the most part, you don't see no.
Because we on a different vibe. Like, I told you, dude. Nobody's really trying to fight over there like that when they can make the fight over here and get more buzz, more acclaim added to their career.
Where people can drink and have fun.
Exactly. Look, the niggas want to vibe and the baddies want to be seen. That ain't happening over there. Like, you ain't gonna vibe, and your baddie better not be seen. you better not try to vibe. That shit'll get you fucked up. So nah, like
that was a double entendre.
It was. I mean, we spitting tonight. It's bars, but it's real. Like, no one wants to be bothered with that. And I keep telling niggas. The first person, the first company, whatever, that puts out a weed boxing league is going to make bank. There's too many niggas want to smoke and box. If somebody just set something up and have an exhibition night of just six rounders and everybody could just allow to smoke before, I mean, during training, whatever, and smoke in the building, it's over.
Yeah, but yeah, but at least with the Saudis, like I said, I mean, obviously we got that for Ngannou tomorrow. By the way, for those who don't know, that, I mean, it's tomorrow on a Friday, and since it's Saudi Arabia, you know, the prelims start at 11 a.m. and the main card starts at 1 p.m., just you make sure you motherfuckers know that.
Pat, real quick, do you know the 154 title between Khabibov and Madrimov?
It's on the line. It's there.
But I'm saying, will it be the opener, or will it be on the prelims? Because I don't want to oversleep.
It's in the main card.
Okay, cool.
It's a title fight.
How many fights is on the main card?
Maybe five, I think.
They're probably
have. Oh, so there's going to be 5 hours, dude.
They'll probably have Fury open it, right? And then the other Fury, and then they'll have.
No, the Fury's in the prelims. There's four prelims and like five.
There's probably four fights, right?
There's either 9 or 10 fights. I forget, but what I think it might be.
Oh my goodness! But they just cut it in half, right?
Yeah, like I mean, they're like 4 rounders, I guess, for the prelims. They're not like they're 10 rounders, niggas.
So. Well, there's gonna be 2 12-rounders because there's a 130, 154 title on the line. So there's gonna be, you know, unless, you know.
Yeah, there's gonna be two. Yeah.
And, yeah, I just want to see the two heavyweight matchups.
I like
Zhang and Parker, and I want to see the Makhachev, that shit too. Is that like the third one?
Nick Ball, even though Ray Vargas is boring, Nick Ball. Let's see if he can do something. Might be a boring ass fight though.
He's hearing that fucking name.
I mean, I'm only doing a half day tomorrow, so I can actually watch. Because I mean, I can't, because I won't be able to work and watch the whole card because I have people bothering me because I'm, you know, what I do. So it's like, yeah, taking a half day off. You know, like I can, like the prelims I can watch while I'm distracted by work, but the main card, by the time, yeah, I want to just have my peace to do that.
I'll be sleeping during the prelims. I don't care about
it. Yeah, I don't care about that. I'll be doing some working or some shit, but yeah.
No, but what's his name? Ball and Vargas? That's a good fight because it's like a 5'2 versus 6 footer, you know what I mean? I don't know. 126 is heating up, so I'm just hoping it's a good fight.
I just want Ray Vargas to lose. That's what I care
about. I hope he gets robbed if you don't get KO. I'm just
Yeah, no, but yeah, no, but yeah, I mean, but yeah, just to make sure people don't understand, like, you know, like it's not in the Friday evening, like, you know, Ngannou Joshua will probably happen sometime around at the earliest, maybe 5 something, you know, Eastern time.
So. Yeah, just look at it like on Saturday. Picture Friday and Saturday. If you start making it to your house around 4 o'clock, 3:30-ish, you should be good to see all the important fights.
Basically, this be home by the second half of the second slate of NFL games. You'll be good.
Yeah, like be done with everything by 3 o'clock, and you'll see, I guess, decent shit by then, right?
Yeah, I also wanted to mention Miss Rashid stuff. You know, 2 comments. Rome be lighting us old people. He doesn't light me up. This nigga just ignorant. You know what I mean? And then Family Matters 8 Full House up.
Nigga, stop. I'll be lighting y'all old ass motherfuckers up. Nigga, stop.
Nah, nigga. You be spitting some shit. Like, you be having some bars, but then you'll say some crazy off the wall shit. I'm like, hold on.
It's not off the wall, nigga. It's real thoughts, nigga.
Nah, that's Similac thoughts, nigga. You ain't no off the wall thoughts, nigga. You just be. That's that.
Yeah, you be lighting up King P, nigga. Like, the sexy red hater.
No, I just be breaking it down because I'm trying to see if a nigga really think a certain way or he just saying some shit. I guarantee if all y'all niggas standing behind 60 Red and Walgreens, they're gonna be like, ooh, okay.
Nigga, I'm a grown ass old
No, yo, I ain't gonna see you doing too much now. Like, I don't think I'm gonna say, ooh, okay. Like, nah.
if she was throwing it, you know, I'd catch it, but
I would.
Yeah, definitely, like, I'll respond to it, but I'm not going to it. Like, nah, like.
All I know is this brother right here is not starving, all right? So, yeah, no, that would not. Like, red, nigga, like, you wildin'. Like, get out of here with that. Like, you trash. Like, you know,
y'all niggas was lusting after.
I'm gonna need y'all to be better. Like, you know,
y'all was lusting after Lil Kim. The fucking
Aaron. Oh, no, Lil Kim was way finer than Sexy Red at one point, bro. Like,
that's cap.
Time out, bro. I'm trying to ask you a question. I want you to answer this real quick. Do you think Sexy Red's finer than fucking Lil Kim, Foxy Brown, and Eve and all them? Trina? Come on, man.
Not Eve. But Trina, yes. Lil Kim?
King Magazine Trina?
Trina does not look good to me.
Cap.
And fucking, I don't know. My first crush was
Lil Kim. Hold on, wait. Broken Silence era of Foxy Brown is like elite, nigga.
Foxy Brown was fine as hell.
Yeah.
And Emil had a rough face, but her body was nice. Emil, you know, remember Emil?
Emil was not nice. Like, nah, she wasn't
cute. Emil was not fine. Like, yeah, you out of here.
Yeah, you might be. You starving, pilot? You might be starving now, bro.
I'm just trying to answer the conversation.
Yeah, I take Sexy Red over fucking Emil, bro.
I'm trying to answer the conversation.
I was trying to get
that down. That down hard. I think it's like.
Hold on. Missy Elliott or Sexy Red? Real quick. I'm lamenting.
Sexy Red.
Nigga, stop. Are you fucking kidding me?
Come on, Pat. How about you, Pat? Who would you pick, Pat?
Nigga, I'm not starving. I would pick neither of them. Like, you got you
said neither. I'm not starving. Damn. Oh, no. So, Miss Red, okay, y'all want to go out here?
I would probably go with Sexy Red over Ciara.
Stop.
Cap.
Nigga, that's cap like a motherfucker.
That's real.
You got brainwashed.
Nigga, you say, I'll take Sexy Red over Maya.
I'm not a colorist. I just see the whole picture, nigga.
Yeah.
Ain't no color. God, I'm so sick of that word. Dude, if I could, like, I think if niggas had a collar on their neck where if they said narcissist, colorist, or whatever spiff bullshit they want to say, and they said that shit more than 5 times for the week, and their head blowed, exploded, like the world would be a better place.
And then salute Miss Rasheed. Yes, you know, talking to your boo, and telling him our fight, that play by plays and stuff like that. Yeah, we be dropping science, like, you know, we drop real shit like this, but when we on our game, we drop that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I repeat, y'all, Twitter play by plays to my boy. He think I know what I'm talking about. He's like, God damn, like, shorty, you be knowing your shit. Like, yeah, I want to see this fight. Yeah. Like, that's what you think the niggas did with Diddy? Or this? Oh, the Diddy God and Lil Rod shit, bro. That Lil Rod shit is crazy, my nigga. Like, from first of all, why would you name yourself Lil Rod?
I can only think of one reason.
Is that the one with the old anti-exposure?
That is crazy. No, because dude, if you watch the Art of Dialogue, shout out to Art of Dialogue. I swear every other day is a new G Deal video talking about this shit. And he be having like mad details. He be like, you know, he said Diddy forced him to wear a bad boy cap so all the sex workers and deviants could locate him and know who he is at the party so they could go after him. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like,
that's crazy.
This nigga wildin', son. This nigga animal, son. Yeah. Talking about he'll get too used to horseplay. So that could kind of drop your guard for gay sex, like.
That's it's just a whole lot of deviance, like.
Or is it play like playing around, or like?
Dude,
like a play with a horse, like what the?
No.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Look, he's talking about as like, you know, it's this age difference. You know how niggas used to be like older niggas, not me.
Yeah, this shit is some
like horsing around, sad. Like horseplay, like you're wrestling, you doing people's elbow, you playing horse, like so. Say he'll send a nigga to like the coffee room, break room, or whatever, and then he by himself, and he'll throw a football in the room, and then these niggas start wrestling for the football, and he's like trying to do reverse slams, and then he reverses something.
That's gonna turn into a real fight. That's not horseplay, nigga. I'll whoop your ass.
But they're laughing. Like, Nah, nigga, we fighting. I ain't no 6'4" nigga gonna be grabbing me and swinging me around. Fuck that, nigga. Ain't no, I remember that the training shit the other day. Nah, nigga, that ain't no nigga about doing that shit to me in no fucking studio, nigga. Nah, we fighting, so.
Speaking of fuck your bro, ain't no nigga. Hey, real quick, I want to mention, since we're talking about boxing, Steve Rose got knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Like in the first,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the first
10
seconds.
Yeah, he got slumped standing. Like he was out cold on his feet. Like he was bent over, paws in the middle of the rope, unconscious. Like that shit was, you know. Yeah, that's
he wasn't ready. Who the fuck did he? Yeah. Oh no, damn this bitch, like, give me a break. Jay Paul said if he's winning, he's taking all the Mike Tyson's pigeons and selling them to the circus. Shutterworth's smile is precious. Protect Shutterworth at all costs. I try. Hey, Rome called it. It's official. Everybody's saying, did he touch him now?
Yeah. It's a feat.
Shutterworth, that's not a traditional do-rag. That's a pirate bandana. Tis, tis. What Miss Bitch tell you? Like, nigga, this a do-rag. What the fuck? This a doobie, nigga. Like, this a doobie. This ain't a... Who sells pirate rags? Like, this not like, a pirate store, nigga.
Nigga, that's a New York silky, nigga.
I mean, it is a silk durag, but you're supposed to have like, I sleep on silk pillowcases, nigga. Like
that's that New York shit. Them niggas with them shiny ass durags and
all nigga, that's that light skin shit, nigga.
It type of in loud colors. I'm pretty sure King P got a purple durag somewhere.
I've never seen.
Nah, because when I got braids, it's durags. He know when I ain't got the braids, I'm rocking bandanas. I got more colorful bandanas. I got like purple, like in. Purple. I can't remember the other colors, but yeah.
I just stick with my father MC haircut. You know what I'm saying? With the part. You know.
Nah, we pretty over here, nigga. I gotta have my little French braid. I gotta be cute, so I gotta be beat motherfuckers ass. Like yeah.
I gotta be on my dark skin swagway. You know what I'm saying? I got this. I got the beard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like Blade right now.
Yeah, like he about to fight. Like vampires and shit.
They got that blade haircut, nigga.
Hey, bro. Like, you know, like I get mad love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's what it is, man. You know.
I mean, vampires. We back in season now, so you know.
Yeah. Do shout out to Wesley Snipes. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
No. Nah, shout out to the vampires, nigga.
word.
Wesley Snipes, nigga. Like. The vampires were always cooler than the niggas that killed the vampires.
See how you mentioned a dark skinned nigga? This nigga's like, fuck all that. Let's go to the pale ass vampires. Fuck Wesley Snipes. Let's represent the pale ass vampires that get no sun, nigga. You see what I'm talking about?
No, that ain't no color and shit. That's real shit. Hold on, when you be staying off the wall shit, you be like,
vampires don't get sun, nigga, so they are light skinned.
The vampires always been cooler than the niggas that killed him. Nobody wanna be Blade, nigga. Blade is cool, but you ain't want to be that, nigga.
Blade was probably the best superhero, nigga.
The vampires had all the bitches. They were staying up at night. They flying around doing what the fuck they want. They got superpowers because they train at night and they sleep during the... Like, dude, like, the fuck? Y'all ain't see Lost Boys, nigga? Come on, like...
Lost Boys, that's classic.
I'm just saying, like, the vampire hunter niggas... They get no pussy. They running around tired because they chasing niggas that's at night. So they got to stay up all day. They all grimy because they're sleeping in all random places and shit. So they dirty. They ain't got no drip. Fucking vampire be having... the goddamn coffin with the silk coffin with the velveteen insides, the the plush velvet shit, nigga. Like,
if you sleep all day, nigga, you would want some velvet shit too, nigga.
So, I mean, so it's a different vibe. Like, vampire hunters, yeah, they cool. Like, y'all niggas are alright, but the vampires, nah, nigga, like.
Now, damn that. I'll give Wesley Snipes all his props. He don't get enough props as it is. So.
Now, Wesley, he'll get his props. He'll get props. He the one made Vampire Hunter cool, niggas cool, man. Like, no one was respecting niggas barging into a room throwing garlic water at niggas and shit. You got a cross, nigga? Fuck your cross, nigga. Vampire, nigga. Like, not Blade life, made that shit cool, yo, nigga.
Second best actor of all time.
Let me get a quick prediction from y'all. Who do y'all think is gonna miss the playoffs? The Warriors or the Lakers? Because one of the niggas gonna miss.
Those will be in the plane, I feel like.
Too many teams are over 500. No. The Rockets are climbing, yo.
Yeah, the Rockets are sneaking.
The Rockets are climbing and the Kings are climbing.
It's hard. I feel like the Warriors ain't gonna make it.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're kind of hot right now.
They're beating good teams right now. The Lakers are losing to every fucking body.
But then they're going to come back? Nah, fuck that. Lakers it is.
They let the Spurs come back just now.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Oh, what it do, K-So? What it do?
No, they came back on the Spurs without Wemby. I don't want the Spurs, though.
Wow.
Is that the... Hold on. So, wait. I can't, so you don't like RoboCop for being in Mortal Kombat 11, but hold on, did you fuck with Predator the Alien when they was in in Mortal Kombat? Because I mean, like, damn, like, that shit was on point.
And we've never done a versus on the Mafia gangster movies yet, although that might, you know, that's an idea.
Yeah. That's a great idea, but I don't know if these niggas got the patience to watch these gangster movies.
Irishman versus Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, nigga.
I don't know. Irishman was a movie masterpiece, nigga.
Bro, what are we talking
Irishman
about?
Was Goodfellas. Dope, but they ain't seeing no
Goodfellas. King P gets so mad at my take. He's like, yo,
King P has.
I got a feeling. I know.
He's like, yo, what the fuck are we talking about? Pat
pick, what are y'all picking between Bad Boys and Russia?
What are you going to say, Pat?
No, I was like, King P has less tolerance for Rome's stuff, Rome's nonsense than I do sometimes.
Nigga, Irishman is not nonsense.
It isn't. Nah, Irishman is dude. Because I remember when Rome told me about Irishman, and I seen it, and I was like, damn, like, this nigga recommended a good film. Good.
It's good, but it's not Goodfellas.
And that's facts.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
A young nigga playing a young nigga.
Now, if you said Casino, okay, now we can have an actual, legitimate, you know,
but that's discussion.
Hold on, wait. Irishman has been in Casino?
No. I'm saying Casino and Goodfellas. If you said Casinos is better than Goodfellas.
Oh, but see, I mean, we've had those. Dude, you got to put one of the newer ones that's with the I'm old.
That battle's been done since y'all niggas was like 12 years old. Like, nigga, come on. It's 2024, nigga. There's more gangster movies. You can put Irishman against American Gangster.
It's Irishman, what the fuck? American Gangster trash.
What? No, it's not trash, but...
American Gangster is the most un-American, un-gangster film I've seen in my life.
American Gangster wasn't trash, but... I don't know, you could have cut out...
It was trash.
You could have cut out some parts of it.
Gangster New York was fire.
If they would have ended the movie with him coming out the church and he just started blasting at the cops and the cops kill him, that would have been a crazy way to end it.
It would have been real life.
But this nigga go back, put on glasses and shit and start snitching on niggas, it's like, yo, come the fuck on, yo.
It was too close to him this training day, I feel like. I mean, I know it's different characters and everything, but they're similar, apparently.
Right.
Man, fuck that movie. Boring ass shit. he flying the damn Vietnam for poppy seeds and shit. Like, nigga, take your ass back to Harlem. We don't give a fuck.
I'm pretty sure Idris Elba got a new gangster movie or some shit. You said Tyler Perry.
Alright, I got one.
I'm saying real quick. That nigga better hit up 50 Cent. I hope 50 Cent should try to, you know, not Idris Elba. Who's the guy that got canceled?
Jonathan Smith. Jonathan
Smith. Jonathan Smith.
The nigga that looks like Pat.
That nigga dressed like a Jonathan. British nigga. I'm sorry. Every time I see him on my timeline, he dressed like a British nigga.
Nah, at least Pat got some type of swag about himself. Jonathan Majors got, like, no drip, my nigga. Like, nigga looking like a damn 18th century London chimney sweep. Like, fuck out of here. Like, nah, y'all drive. You drive.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Jonathan Majors do be dressing like a pet monkey or some shit. That nigga is
no, shout out to Bill Haney. Y'all niggas are eating monkeys.
Yeah, like, listen to too much Bill Haney.
Oh, shit.
That nigga look like, god damn. Jonathan Majors, I don't know, man. Like shit.
People talk about Tyler Perry, but imagine him going on 50 Cent shows, you know. He's kind of blackballed right now, you know what I'm saying? 50 Cent could rebuild him, you know, back.
Yeah, someone's going to basically, that's what happens. Like, you know, someone will give him a chance, although hopefully he doesn't end up like Nate Parker, but someone will give him a chance.
Yeah, because he could be the next thing.
But that's the thing, is like 50 Cent, like, I'll be honest, yo, we need like a good sports show right now. Like, I'm waiting for someone to do a good boxing drama with fighters and rapper and all that shit. Like, somebody, because, like, that's what we missing right now. Like I get all the crime drama shit. Like, that's cool. The
drugs and everything, yeah.
The drugs are cool, but it's like, I'm tired of that universe. Like, give me either some sci-fi shit or some sports shit. That's why that one show, fucking King Sung know what I'm talking about.
The one Apple that got canceled, the basketball one?
The basketball one, the one with Ice Cube's son.
It got canceled, I think.
Yeah. It had like two seasons, but like that was fire.
Like Friday Night Lights was dope as hell. I mean, I don't know. I saw a movie on Peacock the other day on the app. Did y'all know that Lil Wayne's daughter played a movie twice, like as a boxer?
Regine. No, I didn't know that.
I was like, Regine Carter. I was like, what the fuck? I never heard his boxing movies before. Like, what the fuck?
They don't take it serious. Like, boxing's a good story, like a good backdrop, but no one take it serious to where, like, all right, let's put real money behind it. Let's make a real.
I mean, there's been some great boxing movies, man.
In the 90s.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, recently. Like,
Million Dollar Baby.
Nigga, recently. Ain't no. The closest thing we get is, like, Bloodhounds. Ain't like Koreans and shit. Like,
it's Creed. I mean, the theaters is Creed these days. You know, back in the day, you had Cinderella Man, you remember Great White Hope?
Yeah. And Creed ain't really doing it for these fucking boxing movies, bro.
Nigga, like,
I'm talking about some
Southpaw.
Authentic shit.
I'm talking about Southpaw with Jake Gyllenhaal, nigga.
I fucked with Southpaw, but that ain't, like, recent. That's, like, almost 10 years ago.
For real?
Yeah.
When that shit came out, like 2015 or some shit? Nah,
bro, Southpaw came out like, what, 2016?
Yeah, which is at least like 7-8 years old.
Back in the 90s, you had fucking.
No, 2015.
Yeah, 2015, okay.
Creed probably bought all boxing rights for now because it's like that George Foreman movie wasn't doing it, nigga.
I didn't watch that.
George Foreman movie was good to me, though.
In the 90s, you put the best actor in the boxing movie, fucking Denzel and Hurricane. Cinderella Man, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, you're not getting that right.
A boxing there. Movie? Is he a coach or a fighter?
It's based on a true story. About a guy that
fighter.
Got locked up incorrectly or whatever.
Oh, that's wrong.
The Swagger. Yeah, Kang Sung Swagger. That's the show. Yeah, like we need another Swagger. Like 50 Cent need to make like a sports show now. Like, but I feel like he could do a boxing show. But if 50 Cent do a show like Swagger, but make it for boxing.
No, what they need to do is be fired. They need to bring that show. I don't know if y'all remember that show, Pros versus Joes.
Yes, we talk about it all the time. That needs to get brought back. Fuck yeah.
Nigga, that was one of the greatest shows on Spike, I swear.
Facts. Plus, A Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah.
That was my show.
You know, Arturo Gatti, shout out to the you know, and, you know, Sweet Pea, rest in peace to both of them. They were on that show. That shit was everything. Like, they represented for boxing. Gatti didn't give a fuck. Gatti would beat the niggas' asses. Sweet Pea would just do Sweet Pea shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Yeah, because a defensive guy, like, he's gonna have fun with it. Like, we trying to make you miss and laugh at you and maybe, like, tap you in the face. Like, ha 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 ha. Can't box. Da da da. A nigga like Gatti, he just, like, fuck that. He ain't known for defense. So, if you punch at him, he's just gonna be like, all right. Bitch, just beat your ass. So yeah, it makes sense.
Let's see. Kang Sun says, bring back Bloodsport. Bloodsport is probably due for a reboot, but it depends on who's actually how they're going to want to do it. You know, and then
says,
if you guys put a list of your favorite boxing movies I'd watch, I'm going to check out Million Dollar Baby. Million Dollar Baby is sad. One of the...
classic.
One of my favorite ones from the early 90s is Gladiator and Digstown. Those were the
Gladiator is slept on with Cuba Gooding Jr.
The boxing in that shit is crazy. Like it is.
Yeah.
It's
that's from that era of like those 90s grimy type Judgment Night type movies. Trespass type. It's like you could just put all those on and just watch them in one day, and you'll just want to beat up a nigga in a random abandoned warehouse one day type shit.
Yo, Gladiator was a raw fucking movie.
Raw. Like, you remember the Power of One?
Power of One. I haven't watched that shit in how long?
Oh, so you know? Okay, you an old motherfucker, then you know that one.
I'm old ass nigga. So fucking long, like Power of One.
God. Damn, you's an old nigga. You remember? I didn't think there's another nigga alive who remember that one.
I mean, that and Split Decisions.
Split Decisions. Damn, I ain't hear that in a minute. But the Power of One is like with piss cough. I still remember that shit. They used to piss on the jet. Yo, Miss Rashid, if you got Netflix, watch The Champion. I keep telling people about this boxing movie. It's literally, to me, top five in all boxing movies. Based off a true story about this guy who gets brought into one of those concentration camps. And he ends up having to just box niggas in prison while motherfuckers is getting burned in ovens and shit.
Yeah.
And he one day boxed his way out of prison.
It's a raw fucking movie.
Oh, dude. The fucking,
I think I seen clips from that. That's crazy.
The boxing is so fucking good in that. Like, all the head movement, like, the shit he be doing, like, it's good. Like, it's the choreography, the film, cinematography.
And like, the niggas be making him fight other niggas, right? In front of other niggas, right?
Yeah, like, it's like, cause, like, they're just doing, they're in the office.
I don't know if it's the same movie, but they like brought him into like the back room and made him fight on some Django shit where they had the niggas boxing, but it was crackers fighting. But it was boxing.
But that sounds like a part of the movie though. Like
that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's the same movie or not. Like it's like a white nigga bring him back to the office.
Is that the part? I think he's trying to show because he's like, yeah, this guy can fight you. And he's like, yeah, he used to box before he was arrested type shit. And he fights, I think, one of the prison guard dudes who got hands.
Oh, okay. It is the same movie. I think I might have seen it by mistake then.
Yeah, that movie's fire. Yes.
Hey, yo, Kang Sung, we do. I know me and Elba, we watch Shogun. Like, Shogun is tough.
Shogun, yes. Y'all check out Shogun is legit one of the best shows out right now. Like, real shit.
Shogun is tough.
BMF is back out. That shit's been fire.
Hey, yo, wait a minute. It's past midnight. Is it available now?
Oh, shit. We gotta, hold on.
As you know, if it is.
Hold on. Is Tokyo Vice out as well, nigga?
Hold on, I can check.
Hold on.
Right back.
Alright, Pilot, what'd you say?
I'm gonna ask real quick, I don't have to bring up a lot of polls, pause, but who'd y'all pick in the heavyweight fights of those guys? Of their polls?
For the fight? Joshua and... I haven't thought about that, because I mean, I have to put in my bet yet. I haven't thought about who... But Joshua, for sure.
Like, I'm not 270 or something, 272.
Yeah, I'm not picking. I'm still not picking against Joshua. God, you wildin'. Like, no. Like, I'm not. I'm absolutely not doing that. Like, not for anything. But Parker and Zhang, I haven't, because I have to put in my my parlays and shit. I have not done that yet. But I will shortly, because Yeah, try to get this money. Hopefully this time, this probably will pay off, and it won't be like Foster not stopping Nova between 7 and 12 like he was supposed to. Everything else I got.
That's gotta be the worst.
Yeah, I know. Rome copied my whole bets too, even to that one. I was just like, if Foster should have gotten Nova out of there, because that would have been $3,500 if I had done that. Give her somewhere around there.
Nah, Pilot, I don't see the, they don't have it up on my shit yet, but, that Tokyo Vice is out though, so I got something.
Too much NBA.
This is other new movie. Y'all see Land of Bad?
Hey, did y'all watch the Vince show before we go? Did y'all check out the, I never watched it, the Vince, the Staples
show. Man, that Vince Staples show ass, yo.
I haven't checked it out. I probably won't check it out till much, much later. That's in my queue, but
it's got potential though.
I haven't heard enough good reviews for me to actually bump it up my queue to watch.
That shit's fire. It's only 5 little episodes, 20 minutes, nigga. I watched the whole shit in an hour. It's fire. It's deep meaning. It talks about black hope, black excellence, black futures, nigga. Check that shit out.
Black bullshit, like, yo. All the black people do on that show is roast each other. Like, nigga, like, it ain't deep, yo. Like, the shit just ain't funny. Like, it's like they roast each other with no jokes, no comedy.
It's deeper than the surface seems. You feel
what I'm saying? I hate when people say that shit when they can't describe garbage.
You gotta get into the water and realize it's
nigga, I get that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Like, nah. That shit ain't deep like that.
You gotta get in the water and you'll see.
Nigga, I swim if I'm getting wet, nigga. That shit ain't deep, yo.
Yeah, Rome, you're so stupid.
Like, bro, like, I know Living Color had deeper meaning episodes than that Vince Staples shit.
That's crazy, nigga. No, it didn't. The white chicken man. What about
that? Nah.
Did you get that episode, nigga?
The white chicken man, when he was in that little back room.
Yeah.
That was just bullshit. Okay, what was the point of that?
It was trying to show how the man always try to make you pay for what you really want. Like, it made the nigga, like, the nigga was trying to listen to his girl, right? His girl kept, like, yo, go get some chicken. He went to all these places. Nobody got chicken. They're not trying to get this nigga chicken. And the only place that'll give him chicken is this white cracker in the closet. And he got all these weird ass signs up. He don't say nothing. And you still got to get from him just because you have to. No matter the bullshit that's going on, no matter how he made it, no kitchen in the place, no nothing. They got one sauce they give you, but you still got to get it.
It's insane. It was bad expensive.
It's forced at that point. It's certain messages.
You see, and that's the whole point. That shit you just said was forced. The show forces shit. Like, it ain't funny. Like, it ain't. Like, it tries to force deepness. It tries to force everything.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something I'm going to bump up my kill. I'll let it stay where it needs to stay.
Like, it's not even funnier than. Like, I'll take it back to the YouTube, the damn Misadventures of the Awkward Black Girl, Issa Rae. That shit's hilarious. Like I could rewatch that shit with the fake Shane Mosley looking ass nigga.
Yeah.
I feel this shit.
I don't know if you ever watched Louie, but Louie, Atlanta. I never watched
Atlanta is funny, but I feel like Vince Staples was trying to make his Atlanta.
And he failed.
It's too short. Nigga, the episodes can't be. You can't have a TV show. Your episodes are 19 minutes, nigga. That means your commercials are like 4 minutes each. Fuck that, yo.
Dude, he couldn't cram no jokes in 20 minutes, nigga.
No, it was good, yo. It's good. It's a good show. Nah. And if you know his music, it makes it better. Y'all niggas hate his music anyway.
So nah, I don't hate his music. I stood on here. I fuck with Vince Staples. He's no whack rapper or none of that. Nah, I respect this game.
I told y'all to listen to him and Earl's track. Y'all niggas called them niggas.
Nah, I said Earl's track.
Backpack niggas.
Will ever convince me that Earl's sweatshirt is nice. Like, no what? One will ever. Nope, just not. Nope, that nigga's not dope to me. Nah.
What about? Hold on, let me hear King P's opinion on Earl's sweatshirt, yo. King P,
I like Earl. I like.
Thank you.
King P, his, King P, the most straight up and down nigga I know. Paul.
He did fall off though. So
he fell off hard.
But Earl got bars. I mean, Earl got
King P, don't lie. When we was 18, 19, 20, 17, 16, Earl was looked at as one of the top lyricists in
hip-hop. I mean, he was... He's a lyrical genius. I'm not going to go that far, but he's the same age as us, nigga. He was...
I know when that's trash.
He was the only one that people fucked with out of Odd Future, of the rappers.
Yes, as the rapper.
Yeah, because Frank is a singer. But, like, Earl was the only one that had, like, talent like that.
I mean, nigga, listen, Earl got locked up in an insane asylum. And when he... Niggas was begging for this nigga to get out. Niggas ain't standing outside waiting on fucking Tory Lanez. Niggas was standing outside waiting on fucking Earl to get out of an insane asylum so this nigga can rap a verse. They was waiting on this one verse from this nigga. You know how
these niggas would have just listened to some real shit. They would have been waiting for
nigga, you don't know how... Listen, you don't know how crazy that Oldie verse... King P knows what song I'm talking about. The song Oldie. Where they did Everybody in Our Future.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Earl
came back, I've seen it.
He had a nice little 3-minute verse, and that nigga ripped that shit. Legendary verse.
I know that's probably that long, drawn-out shit you played in the car before, and nah, that's just Brad.
Anytime
this nigga start playing that weirdo shit, like...
Nigga, I was an Our Future fan. Fuck that. Earl, I fuck with all of them niggas.
I remember Bravo, you played Genesis, one of them...
Donald Genesis, Haji B.
If I was Rome's age, right, I would definitely be a stan of him like Houston. Right? I'd be a fanboy for Earl if I was younger. But
fuck out of here. I'd rather hear the goddamn Fu Shinkin's greatest hits than them niggas. Like, that's just horrible. I hear some random nigga from the Bronx freestyle on a milk crate under a damn alley light before I listen to them niggas.
That's crazy.
And that was super descriptive for a reason.
I only rocked with
King P. Knows. King P. Knows. Our Future was the wave.
Because y'all niggas got the same kind of musical taste.
Back in the day, Migos didn't have shit on Our Future.
Nah, I wasn't like...
I hear Migos every day over fucking Our Future.
No, I wasn't big on Our Future because a lot of the members I didn't like. But like Earl and Frank were the ones that I liked.
See, y'all niggas made all that weirdo culture and hip hop.
I didn't like Tyler. I didn't like Tyler the Creator. I still don't. Was not a fan. Never was a fan. But
yeah, like, who trying to listen to these niggas?
I used to listen to Dom Candy, and I think was it Haji Beats and Casey Veggies used to collab with them. So like, okay, they're not bad. You know,
they listen to these names, Casey Veggies. Like,
have you heard Dom Candy? Have you heard Dom Candy?
I used to listen to Dom Kennedy a lot,
right? Then he would have certain guests on his records.
Yeah, he would.
There was a couple guys in Odd Future, Casey Veggies, Haji Beats. I never listened to him before, but I was familiar because they were from Odd Future.
I like Casey Veggies too.
They weren't trash.
Haji Beats was one of the... I used to listen to the subgroups out of Odd Future. I think they had one called Mellow Hype. Haji Beats and that other nigga that made the beats.
I mean, they weren't really dope, but they weren't.
It was good, nigga. It wasn't dope, but it was good.
My whole thing is, Earl is not even dope for me. So if you got niggas within that, that's less dope, then y'all probably talking about mud like or something.
Earl was the rapper. Them other niggas made better songs. Like, Domo Genesis makes good music. He makes good music.
Then your rapping ain't that good if the art form is rap and you can't make good songs.
Y'all itemized the fuck out of rapping.
An Earl song is him going on a fucking 2-minute verse, nigga. And it'll be a classic song, nigga. Earl songs are verses. It's not really a song. I can't name a classic Earl hook where I'm like, oh yeah, that's the Earl hook. Nah, he just let the beat.
How is this nigga so dope? Like, I feel like y'all want a nigga to be dope, so y'all give him all these concessions. He just rap for like 300 bars.
Real quick, I'm gonna shoot Rome some bail. One of my favorite rappers I grew up with was Fabulous. And personally, he's probably in my top 10, you know, but he got no classic albums. But I feel like his rhyming, his punchlines, the way he can do multis and everything, he's one of the, I mean, I haven't heard much better rappers.
Yeah, Fab is fun.
Fab got classic songs, though. He got classic verses. Albums,
like Jadakiss.
Dude, you cannot compare Fab to these niggas.
But I'm saying, like, Jadakiss,
I only have two Fab songs in my whole library. Nigga, stop.
What? Fabulous can rap like amazing to me. I don't know. I think he has super skill. But
he can, but it's just like, but still, like, these niggas ain't seeing no fucking Fab. Like, the niggas say, yo, you can listen to Earl Sweatshirt or Fabulous. I'm picking Fab all day.
Every time.
Got no Earl Sweatsuit or whatever the fuck.
But I think Rome, but in the same way, I think Rome likes the way he raps. Not really subject matter. Rome just likes to, you know.
This should be killing me because Rome rap better than all these niggas he be, like, idolizing. Like, that's the shit I just be finding just, like, our eras are different. Like you couldn't even fuck with a nigga that you was better than. Like, so when this nigga be hyping people up, I be like, nigga, I'd rather hear you rap than this Earl Sweatshirt shit in the car you got, nigga. Like, that's the shit that killed me. Like, I'd be like, nigga, like, you rap better than these niggas blindfolded. You would shoot five 3-pointers and bust a freestyle better than these niggas who been in the studio all day. And he'll listen to these motherfuckers. I'm just like,
nigga, I'm pretty sure LeBron has seen a couple niggas hoop and been like, okay, he can ball.
Yeah, but that's the, like, but the difference is, like, we know LeBron can ball better than these niggas.
LeBron,
like,
LeBron's a bad example because the niggas, yeah, the nigga love you.
Pick somebody, like, pick somebody that's great, that, or somebody's real good that likes something that's garbage, nigga.
Okay, let's say, okay, Saquon Barkley. He see the new running backs coming in, right? And he like, oh yeah, yeah. Hey man, this the way the man gets in and out of cuts, man. That shit is crazy. The way he breaks the hole, man. That shit fire, yo. The way he runs them screens. I really like the way he runs them screens. Just because,
dude, who am I, nigga?
Hold on, just because you're great at what you do, don't mean you can't be a fan of niggas that do the same shit. And because they could do shit that you can't do, that you fucking admire, that you don't even know.
I mean, I get it, but it's just, I just don't see it.
Like Blueface, I admire Blueface. I'm a big fan of Blueface because he can make a song so retarded and it be so fire. I'm like,
how
yo,
do you
how
admire Blueface?
Because the nigga is.
I admire Blueface more for the fuckery and him taking boxing
because he's great at making music.
Serious than everybody else. But that's it. Like,
if you see his studio process, it's like, it's real funny. It's like, yo, how does he, like, and then he come out with good songs. Well, it's not good, but it's like, it's still, it's a song, nigga. To come up with a song that way, it's kind of crazy.
But what the fuck? Like, so see, it's like, now it's bare minimum. Like, hold on, it's not good. I mean, but it's a song. Like, fuck it. Like, that's it? It just has to be a song? Like,
but look, Earl will wrap circles around all them niggas.
Nah. I don't say.
If we did a versus and you put 5 AZ songs and I pick 5 Earl songs, I will win.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, chill with all that now.
I'm dead serious. But he can't use AZ.
This nigga couldn't beat Smiles and South Star.
But I'm talking about
this nigga couldn't beat Mims.
Look, we can do
Archie
that.
Archie Eversole. This nigga like, AZ though.
Not AZ in the beginning of a Nas track. I'm talking about strictly AZ. And I'll do strictly Earl, nigga. And I guarantee you Earl will have 5 better tracks.
Nigga, Earl ain't got 5 better tracks than me. Like, I'm not even gonna disrespect AZ like that. Fuck?
That's crazy.
Like, hell no. Like, but I could go on my Spotify right now and take 5 songs better than any shit Earl. Nigga, get the fuck. Matter of fact, nigga, you can have the next bag. You can get 5 songs and get 5 songs of us and then go hold a goddamn shackle boat, nigga. I don't see no fucking Earl sweats. Get the fuck out of here. Earl sweatsuit, nigga. I ain't even hating on the nigga. It's just, I just can't, like, that's like, it's different when, like, I understand your point about, hey, I'm sure, like, Tupac liked certain rappers that are not as famous or as less than him, but he still thought were dope. Same thing with Biggie, everybody, but less dope and just being like good or like trash is like different. Like, I'm just saying, man. Like, I guess I'm a bigger fan of Rome Top 5 than damn Earl Sweatshirt. I'd rather hear damn Prolific write 16 bars and rap in a damn British accent. Marquise, Earl Sweatshirt got some gems. Man, I don't even know, man.
Told you.
Like, I tried. Like, I can't even, like, at least when niggas with, like Wale and shit like that, they can rap. Like, at least I know they can rap. Like, they can spin. I've heard them snap go off. Like, I've never heard Earl Sweatsuit sound decent. Or,
The fact that LB keeps calling him Earl Sweatsuit instead of can't even call him by his name is making me laugh.
Dude, cause what the fuck is a sweatshirt? Who the fuck who even says that?
It's Earl Sweatshirt. He called him Sweatsuit.
Cause no one even says fucking sweatshirt. Like nigga, I can't even take a nigga name serious.
Nigga, my first rap name was Rome T-shirt because I used to try to be
this is like when niggas be putting the S and calling Joe Buttons. I'm like, Buttons, yo, why are you Buttons, adding that?
Joe Buttons. Nah, it used to be worse because when Joe Budden first came out, niggas used to be like, I'm talking about like when Focus was out, niggas was like Joe Buttons, like like it wasn't Buttons, like no, it was Buttons.
Yeah, Buttons.
Shutterworth. Nah, y'all niggas do be putting the L in Shutterworth. When there's no L in Shutterworth. But yeah, man.
It's crazy. My mom calls you Shutterfly.
Shutterfly.
That's that DVD service. Y'all remember that shit where they used to send DVDs to your house every 7 days or something?
I mean, Shutter is fly though, so that still works. But like that, Shuttle, like
it was. I don't know if they had y'all remember that shit. They used to send a game to your house every week. You'll get a new game. You played it. You send it back, and they'll send you the brand new game. That was in the Blockbuster. That's the Blockbuster days.
The niggas is like not getting games back. Like Gamefly. Marquise though. Huddleworths. Sounds cooler. I don't know what the fuck is a Huddleworth. Football huddle went wrong or some shit. Yeah, Redbox took that over. Damn, I'm actually getting hungry now. What else we got to say? That's it, right? Like niggas went on.
BMF is released available for me, so yeah, I want to go watch this shit.
Yeah, and get on that shit. I gotta but yo, you gotta fuck with that Land of Bad, my nigga. Like I'm halfway through it. That shit's kind of decent. Like it's like these niggas are doing like it's like an army type of movie, but these niggas is like controlling a drone, and it's like now he can't. Like they trying to do like a reconnaissance, an evac type of trip, and I guess the drone technology go out, and so a nigga was like relying on the drone, so they like, all right, move 5 meters left, this that drone shit go out, so now they ain't got the drone, so niggas really got to be real soldiers, and that's just kind of lit, but. It's Russell Crowe is in it. It just came out. Like that's the only famous person I could think of it that's in it.
Russell, and I'm pretty sure it's probably big as fuck too, huh?
Yes, Russell Crowe is big as fuck in that movie. Yeah, there's some other niggas in it too, but Russell Crowe is definitely one of the biggest name. Like he, so far, I'm just like 55 minutes in, but yeah, Land of Bad. Yeah, it's new. Like it's on them. You know, it's new if you know type shit.
Yeah.
Order everybody pizza. Shutterworth. No. Like, these niggas ain't up on the Bollywood pizza, man. Like, they don't know, man. I be like my little beef from the land, but
But yo, I want to get up and I want to watch this.
So let's go. Let's watch this shit, yo. BMF, yo. Let's
wrap up. So, Rome, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Sexy Red got a single coming out soon. Y'all niggas, y'all niggas check that shit out. Shout out to my nigga Earl Sweatshirt, one of the top rappers in the game. Better lyricist than half the niggas you know. Guarantee it. Hopefully my Bulls can make the playoffs. Yeah. We here, ring game.
That nigga said final thoughts, not Def Comedy Jam, nigga. all the jokes you just said in a row, nigga. King P, what's your final thoughts? Sexy Red can still get bumped in the bodega, right?
No.
He almost banned her. Look at this nigga. This nigga almost banned her for being a hood rat. That's crazy.
How you banning hood rats from the bodega? Like, this ain't even a bodega, nigga.
No business.
I didn't ban her. I was just like, I'd rather not hear that garbage in my bodega.
Nah, we gonna have the AirPods extra loud, nigga. Fuck that.
I'm a man of the people, though. So, until you piss me off, then I'm not.
Name a sandwich after Sexy Red and we good.
Hell fucking no. Ain't nobody trying to buy the ski yee sandwich. Like, what are we doing here?
It's an English muffin with over easy eggs, bacon, cream cheese.
Oh my
God. And ranch.
But good episode. Nice little, you know, throwback trip down memory lane with RoboCop, the Predator. You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta go watch him again. He was talking about it. So, you know what I'm saying? So, good episode. Ring Gang is the gang. You know where to find us at. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, ringgangradio.com. And that's all I got to say. And rest in peace to Akira Toriyama, the writer and author of Dragon Ball. It's crazy. It's a sad, sad day. An innovator in the anime community. So, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was watching. Everybody in the 90s, you know, knows that man's influence. So, rest in peace to the God.
Word up. Yo, birthday boy, what about you?
Rest in peace to the DBZ creator, you know, legend. And peace out to everybody. All I can say is just treat every day like it's your birthday.
Oh, positive pilot. Yeah, you know. Yeah, that but you know, mad uplifting.
Positive pilot. Hey, that the multiverse pilot.
Hey, what about you, LB?
Oh man, just a salute to everybody. Glad y'all rocked with us. It's nice Thursday. It's a good podcast. Great episode. Glad y'all like the movie review. We got another one in the works that we'll do. Cause you know we like sci-fi. This one's gonna be fighting martial arts. So stay tuned. I think next episode we're gonna finally bring back the music battle, and we're gonna do the R&B one. So that's we'll set that up for next Thursday. I know y'all been waiting for this one. We're gonna advertise it. We're gonna make sure y'all remember it. Shout out to Henny God. I know you've been wanting this one for a minute, and everybody else. But yeah, we're gonna switch it up. Do the music one. Make sure you follow us on all the proper social media, IG, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Just run them numbers up, them likes, all that shit. Let's get it. Make sure you check out my nigga King P, new article. He got the little behind the scenes look of the Foster Nova card. Check that out. That's been up. Also, some videos and footage he put up, as well as the interviews that Pat uploaded. So we got a lot of new content for y'all to fuck with. Catch it on the YouTube or the website. We got you. And just keep rocking with us. We gonna have some more shit on the way soon. More animation and stay tuned. enjoy boxing tomorrow. I'm kind of hyped up for the heavyweight fights. Hopefully these parlays hit.
Yeah, I just put in my first parlay bet, so yeah, I just need to make sure there's six fights. You know, they hit the way I want, because you know, it is what
six
it is.
Fights, nigga. Really, six fights?
Yeah, nigga. Of course. You think I'm gonna miss out on that Madrimov action, nigga, and shit like that? Shit.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the heavyweight. I just got me a two fight parlay. Hopefully, it could do what it do. So you know, we could make Ring Gang Week a little better. But yeah, appreciate everybody rocking with us. Happy birthday to Pilot for today. I mean, yesterday. Prolific for Wednesday, along with my father, RIP. You know, ooh, a lot of Ring Gang action this week for the birthdays, and you know, we do it big, we do it real. All right, Rob D, we see you. Yeah, I know you, Pilot. Appreciate the birthday love. Shuttleworth, don't be sad. Smile more. Damn, nigga, I've been smiling, cutting up this whole time. This bitch always with you by spirit. Yeah, we appreciate that. But yeah, that's it, man. We'll be with y'all probably Monday or Sunday. You know, we gonna have a poll. Do niggas prefer Sunday or Monday for the boxing podcast, yo? Cause, like, man, that Sunday, like, I ain't gonna lie, I be liking my Sundays, man. So we gotta do that poll one of these days, son. Pause. Yeah, Twitter poll. Like, we gotta drop that soon. So, but other than that, that's it, man. Y'all, we enjoyed y'all company, but we gotta see how these niggas handle shit in Detroit and Atlanta right now and Tokyo.
But yeah, no, shout out to everyone that, you know, that tuned in, and you know, like I said, though, we got some more shit for you. I got the report I'm working on for you know, for the Komatov. You know, I got my notes. I just need to arrange them into something, which I'm in the process of doing. But yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, check out the Ray Ford interview and the other shit and the preview for Joshua and Ngannou, and make sure you, of course, enjoy that shit tomorrow. But yeah, you know, like I said, you know, Ring Gang, like I said, we do the shit for y'all. And of course, you know, you see that banner, you know, just, you know, if you feel compelled to, you know, you can hit that PayPal. That PayPal still works, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know, listen, like, comment, subscribe. You know, the YouTube is everything, and so is the website. So yeah, you know, for myself, you know, Pat Scorpio, the Ring Representer, for LB Shuttleworth, the God, the Go Artist, for King P, Bodega P, for Cautious Pilot, and for Rome Top 5, you know, this has been another wonderful episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. So until next time, peace. I got smiles, bro.